High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unesh.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to Thomas Park Field here in Marion. Week 6 of the high school football season continuing here tonight as we get ready for a battle in Class 3A District 4, as it'll be the center pointer, Bannister and Pointers, coming to Marion to take on the Indians. Hi, everyone. Scott Unesh alongside former Jefferson coach John Hegarty. Jeff Moss on the sidelines providing our reports throughout the night. High school football here on KGYM is always presented by First Federal Credit Union. We encourage you to check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Check out their great rates. Also, check out everything you need to know, and then give them a call or stop on by. There are two offices, one downtown and one in Hiawatha, and one to come out at the Westdale Mall area. And John, always great to come out to Thomas Park, and boy, you can't beat tonight. It's absolutely picture perfect. You got the tailgate going on outside the stadium on the north end out there. No bonfire again this year, but other than that, boy, it's a beautiful setting for football.
Yes, it is, Scott. And as you like to say, this is Chamber of Commerce weather tonight. Beautiful. We'll get a report from down on the field on the sideline here very shortly from Jeff Moss. But, you know, this is 3A football, and I love the atmosphere. Not that there's anything wrong with 4A that we spend a lot of our time in, Scott, but 3A football, the small communities like Center Point Urbana and Marion here, it's got a little special vibe in the air, I think, every time we come here.
And a little bit of a chill in the air, and we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. The story tonight, two teams that are chasing West Delaware in District 4 Class 3A go at it here, and each needing a win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Each one with playoff hopes right now. Both come in at 3-2. Marion is 2-1 in district play. That is a tie for second right now with Clear Creek Comana and Wallert and Davenport Assumption. Meanwhile, CPU may be needing this a little bit more. Pointers come in at 1-2 on the district season and 3-2 overall. And Center Point Urbana has dropped their last two games of the year so far here, John, to a very good West Delaware team. And then Clear Creek Comana is getting better and better each week.
Fair to say that West Delaware is the favorite in this district, but maybe stubbed their toe in their minds last week against Clear Creek Comana. So this is a must-win game tonight for CPU, no doubt. And I'm sure that Tim Lovell, in the same respect, is thinking that that's true for his Marion Indians.
That's right. Because Marion has a run right now. They go to Clear Creek next week, and a game we'll have for you on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3. But then we're back here in 2 weeks for a big showdown with the West Delaware Hawks, potentially.
Fortunately, had a chance to run in on my way into the Thomas Park facility tonight with Tim Lovell, head coach of Marion, and his thoughts right away were of this game tonight. He gave me a few maybe predictions about that we'll talk about later on, but when I mentioned that we'd be back 2 weeks from tonight, he said, oh, West Delaware, that's going to be maybe a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah, and but first things first for Marion.
And that's what he said to me, too.
And that'll be a tough Center Point Urbana team coming in here to Thomas Park tonight. Our pregame show here on KGYM is presented by True North, and thank you very much to True North for helping us out, as well as all our great sponsors right here on KGYM. And first things first, as far as the Marion Indians are concerned, they're going to be out without one of their co-captains tonight, one of their big hitters on defense, Alex Whalen. He is out with concussion-like symptoms. He picked that up in the Maquoketa game last week, and he will not play. That's a big loss for Marion.
No, it is going to hurt in a number of ways, because he was also one of their slot receivers that they depended on an offense to take the heat off of Blair Brooks and Grant Meth, but he's also their kicker. So, I mean, you talk about all three facets of the game tonight. You know, the Honey Badger, as they like to call him, we heard Tim Lovell tell you that last Saturday morning, he's going to be sorely missed tonight.
Yeah, he is, and so he's, especially against the Center Point Urbana offense that is a very unique offense, kind of a wing T-like offense. In fact, the leading rusher is Alex Wade. He's listed as a wide receiver, but he's had 91 carries so far this year. He's also caught 8 passes from that spot, but they will come out and take him like the old Greg Purnell type offense.
Yes, and in addition, ran into one of the Marion's assistant coaches on the way in and talked to him as well. They're expecting to maybe see a little triple eye out of CPU tonight too, as well as splitting twins to each side of the field if they need to spread things out. So it's fair to say we may see a little of everything from the Storm and Pointers tonight.
Yeah, and also Marion without Connor Gorton tonight as well, who's another one of the co-captains, as he is out there along with Alex Whalen in street clothes as a captain's meeting at the 50-yard line here tonight. Center point Urbana in their all-white uniforms. Refreshing to see a football team wearing all-white uniforms. Haven't seen it in a while. With the black numbers and the gold helmets here tonight. Marion in their brand new uniforms, red, predominantly red uniforms, jerseys, white numbers and some white trim, and then the gray pants with the Indians written in gold on the side. A sharp looking uniform.
But the good news is that contrasting numerals on both sides, and if you are a mother coming down from northern Linn County tonight, you better know that this is a grass field with all those whites in the uniform. So there's going to be some grass stains like the old days tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to get a report from Jeff coming up here in just a couple minutes to see exactly what the conditions are down there, but they are some very good conditions. Interesting, you've got a lot of people that know each other as far as the two coaching staffs are concerned. Of course, Tim Lovell, he was the assistant coach for the Linn Mar Lions for many years, still teaches over at Linn Mar, and one of the former coaches that he worked with on that particular staff at Center Point Urbana here was Travis Bark, who is now the defensive coordinator for CPU. And he said they're good friends, but they haven't talked a whole lot this week.
And they will exchange pleasantries before the game, I'm sure, and then shake hands and maybe have some stories to tell afterwards, too. But during the game, I think the lower chins are going to be fully squarely set.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we will come back here in the True North pregame show. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we'll come back, talk more pregame here from Thomas Park as we get ready for Marion and Center Point Urbana here on this Week 6 Friday night. Back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back here to Thomas Park as Marion Band performing right below us, as you can probably hear. And a beautiful night for football here at Thomas Park on this week's. This is the first real football feeling night. Of course, the last 2 weeks we had temperatures in the 90s, cooling off into the upper 70s by the time everything played out and the sun went down. But this, like I said, this is our first taste of fall here tonight.
Nice to see the sweatshirts and jackets back out, Scott.
Yep, CPU headed off to their locker room. Marion is headed off to the locker room as well. We'll get our national anthem coming up from the Marion Band here in just a couple of moments or so. And also get a chance to talk with Jeff Moss down on the sidelines. And believe we will, why don't we do that right now? We'll go down to Jeff and get his thoughts about this Marion CPU encounter coming up tonight, and also our conditions down on the grass field here at Thomas Park. Jeff, we missed you last night, but it's good to have you back, man.
Hey, hey, thanks a lot, guys. And it's another absolutely phenomenal night for high school football. Temperature right now is in the low 60s, forecast to get down even into the 40s, but I don't think we're going to see that here tonight. Very little wind, absolutely perfect game conditions out here. And this matchup tonight is a huge one in this district. Of course, for CPU, they dropped that big one last week to Clear Creek Amana. Now, Clear Creek Amana is really, I think, starting to pick things up right now. They're starting to find their groove. And for Tim Lovell and this Marion team, tonight's the night where they have to start finding their groove. They've got to start playing like the team they know can be there at the end of the season. And for Tim Lovell, you just meet the guy. And he's one of those guys that just makes you feel good. He bought in to taking over this job here at Marion, where the year before they did not win a football game. Last year they took steps in the right direction, and this year they're a team that could very well be there at the end of the season in a playoff hunt. But it really starts tonight against CPU, and for the Storm and Pointers, they need to get back on track, and they need a little bit of help in this district as well, guys.
All right, thank you. And just a beautiful, by the way, Jeff, before we let you go here, this field down there is absolutely immaculate, isn't it? You're right down there, and it is in great shape.
You're right, guys. It's absolutely perfect. It's a grass field. I can see all the way across from the west side to the east side. There's no crown tonight. We're ready for high school football, because I can even tell you what's going on the east sideline tonight, Scott.
That's awesome. We'll get our national anthem from the Marion Band coming up here in just a little bit. And Hall of Fame night, some great Hall of Famers going in to the Marion Athletic Hall of Fame, including Morgan Page going in. Good to see Morgan down here. Now an assistant coach for North Dakota State. And
hello, Fargo. Winter's coming.
Winter might be there already as far as Fargo is concerned, but doing a great job up there for the Bison. As we get closer and closer to kickoff, Marion and CPU, the other games tonight coming up here in District 4, Class 3A. Davenport Assumption is at Maquoketa. They're going to be a big favorite to get that win tonight. Central DeWitt will be at the Rock Bowl to take on Dubuque Wallert tonight up at Loras College. And Clear Creek Amana will be at West Delaware coming up tonight. That one to be played at C.O. Brown Stadium in Manchester. So Clear Creek Amana, they're starting to play well, but they got a big challenge tonight up in Manchester.
Well, they really do, because West Delaware has got some fantastic tradition that they just reload year after year after year. And we're at the time of the season, though, Scott, where surprises happen, upsets occur, and all of the best laid plans that everybody had slotted into playoff positions and wild cards and so forth can be thrown asunder. So, you know, you just got to strap it up right now and forget about records, forget about everything, but just go out and play football. So don't be surprised if there's several upsets around the area tonight. There always are this time of year.
Yep, we'll have all of the scores coming up after the game with Jeff Downing on the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard. And that will be coming up here from 10 o'clock until midnight. Homecoming here at Marion this week. And they will have actually had the coronation last night. And they'll recreate that coming up at halftime. And I do know that AD, our congenial host, Corby Lauby here, is a very, very proud father as well, because daughter Mia was elected homecoming queen last night.
Yes, and you heard that name a lot last winter on the hard courts, and I think you're going to hear it a lot again this winter.
I would agree with that. The American Legion Post here in Marion, they are going to present the colors coming up here in just a couple of moments. And we will join the Marion Band with tonight's rendition of the national anthem as the Indians are just about ready to make their way out from the north end zone here at Thomas Park as we get ready for a very key game tonight here in Class 3A, District 4, as the Storm and Pointers and the Indians get ready to go at it here tonight. And
we'll hear a vocal rendition tonight.
A vocal rendition, very good. I believe the concert choir, among others down there, will be performing tonight's national anthem here at Marion. As the American Legion will present the colors coming up. And we'll get, Jeff's going to position himself over there, and we will also have the mic to try to pick it up for you coming up here in a moment from Thomas Park here in Marion.
Proudly we
rendition of our national anthem here tonight at Thomas Park. As the Indians and the Storm at Pointers getting ready to go out of here tonight. A little bit of a late start, as you mentioned. They had the Athletic Hall of Fame, and they have homecoming going on tonight as well. So lots of activities here at Marion High School. As the Indians get ready to come out of the north end zone, CPU, they are huddled together in the south end zone. Is really good crowd on hand here tonight at Thomas Park. And Jeff can attest to that because I think he parked somewhere in Linn County.
If you don't know a man by the name of Wayne Jackson, you're in trouble coming here to park at Thomas Park.
I tried to help you guys, and I think Wayne helped one of you.
Wayne and I go back to when I was just a little snapper, Scott. You don't ever have to worry about Wayne Jackson not helping out your assistant.
CPU is on the field, and the Marion Indians ready to go. They will make their way out here. And Marion out onto the field as well. Some of the keys you're looking for tonight.
Well, offensively for Marion, they need to get the ball to Blair Brooks tonight. They only targeted him four times last week, Scott. They've got to have something in their game plan to get him the ball. You were talking about a guy with extraordinary talent, and if for them to not utilize him like they did last or in the previous weeks, last week was just something that they really need to take care of business on that. Now, defensively, they're going to really miss their safety, Alex Whalen, so they're going to have to find a way to not get burnt deep. Offensive line's got to play a great game tonight. They need to come out and establish that line of scrimmage, stay low, get their pad level down to the point where they can get underneath CPU and have some long, sustained drives down the field. And if they can do that and get out to an early lead, should be no looking back if they take care of business.
CPU averaging 323 yards total offense, Marion 385. And both these teams giving up a little bit of yardage, 314 for Marion, 294 for CPU. The Storm and Pointers, they're the more balanced team. Marion averaging 238 yards on the ground, led by Chris Mowinkle, who had a 200-plus yard game last week. Marion won the toss, and they elected to receive. So the Indians will get it first. CPU will kick off from right to left, and they will defend the south goal here tonight at Thomas Park. Logan Peterson getting ready to kick it off. And back deep will be for Marion, Chris Mowinkle. He will be the middle man at about the 3-yard line, a high and a short kick. And it comes down to McAllister at the 10, 15, down the numbers to the 20, kicks it outside, 25 to the 30, and hit hard and put out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. Going to be about a 24-yard return, and that's where Marion will put it into play right there. And the Indian quarterback, he started as a sophomore last year, and that is Trevor Paulson. 6'2", 190-pounder. They're going to mark it at the 33-yard line. The featured back, Chris Mowinkle, 5'11", 185, and a senior. Also the H-back, Corey Higgins. He's a bruiser at 6'1", 190, and a junior. Blair Brooks, the all-time leading receiver for Marion. And Mitch McAllister, the two wideouts. Pistol formation from the far hash mark. Paulson to throw. It's going to find Brooks right away. Gets it to the 35. Spins away. 40, 45 down the sideline and out of bounds. And a big gainer, John. And you called it right away to the 49.
Well, thank you. This is just kind of a no-brainer. And you know they're going to target him numerous times tonight. Ja'Cory Higgins, the only back in the backfield there. Mowinkle spread out.
Makes it first and 10.
First down for the Indians after the pickup of 16. As Mark Horscher split out to the right side and Brooks to the left side. And Mowinkle will line up behind Ja'Cory Higgins in the I formation. Down to 9 on the play clock. CPU with the three-man front. Hand off up the middle to Mowinkle. Sheds one tackle, gets into Storm and Pointer territory, and goes for about 2 to the 49-yard line.
Well played by the Storm and Pointers defense there. That was ISO, and they came up and blew up that Ja'Cory Higgins lead block there very well at the line of scrimmage.
Grant Metz, the tight end, 6'4", 195, and a senior. Up front, left tackle, Caleb Wagner, 230, and a senior. Nick Cole, left guard, 6'2", 220, and a junior. Brevin Hahn, 5'10", 250, and a junior. At center, Isaac Keener, 6'4", 210, and a senior. At right guard, right tackle, Dalton Cannon, 6'5", 230, and a junior. Off the play fake. Pulls it back to throw. Being pressured. In trouble. Swallowed up, and he's going to be sacked. Back in Marion territory, and they're going to mark it at about the 43-yard line, and that's going to be a loss of about eight.
Sturman Pointers brought two linebackers, one from outside, one from inside, and they converged, met in the backfield there, never had a chance for Paulson to go any direction.
Our starting lineups, by the way, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Get you the CPU defense coming up when we have a moment. Third down for Marion, third and long. Third and 16 at the 43. Paulson out of the shotgun. He's going to throw the middle and overshoots his man, incomplete. Trying to get it to Mark Horscher out there.
Incomplete. Intended for number five, Mark Horscher.
And it will be fourth down, and we'll see if Marion will punt it away. CPU up front. They go with a 3-5 look, like so many teams are now. Coppet Dreyer, along with Catburn, Zittergruen up front. Height, Peterson, Moore, Gatrost, and McCauley, the linebackers. Paulson, a line drive punt, kind of a shaky one. Will take an Indian bounce at the 20, inside the 15, and down to about the 13-yard line. It's going to be a 44-yard punt, and CPU will have it for the first time here tonight with 10:21 remaining in the first quarter and no score. But not good field position, way back on their own 13-yard line.
A little bit of a mystery now what kind of formations Marion's defense is going to see from the Storm Pointers as they come out here. Could be a triple I backfield, could be wing T, could be a spread the field with twins on both sides.
Caleb Andrews, the quarterback, he is a sophomore, 6-foot, 170-pounder. Cartus out to the left side, and they will hand it off straight right. Crossing the 15, a stiff arm, and out to pushing the pile out close to the 19-yard line. For the first carry, I believe that was Wade. And Alex Wade will take it out for about six. They'll line him up at a slot, they'll line him at a wide out position, and they'll line him at tailback. And a good push for center pointer Banner right there.
Get a four on the play.
Wade again will line up as a tailback, and he'll get it. Same play, left side, cuts it back to the middle, not much, to the 20-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and about three and a half coming up for CPU.
Number 61, Isaac Keener.
Keener on the stop for Marion. Cartus as a wide receiver. Maverick Catrost is the tight end. Up front, take us at center. The guards are Breyer, Brubaker, Zittergruen, and Bisek are the tackles. Dalton Height is the fullback. They're going to go at the trips in the slot to the left side. Throw out in the flat. Catch made at the 15 and a form tackle put on the receiver right there for the Marion Indians. And coming up with the stop for Marion, Connor Whalen.
Number 9, Connor Whalen.
No Alex, but a Connor right there.
Kind of a tight trips to the wide side of the field there for CPU, and just a little swing pass out into the flat, see if they could get some running room, some one-on-one matchups. But great job of defeating the blocks by the corners and safeties for Marion's defense.
Going to be a loss of four right there.
Gatrost back to punt.
And Gatrost will punt it away for CPU from about his own goal line. Mo Winkle is back, no rush. Gets it away, a high floating short kick. Will take a bounce across the 45 and touch dead by CPU at about the 49-yard line. Going to be a 33-yard punt. And each team giving it up on punts on their first possession of the game. No score, 8:25 to play here in the first quarter between Marion and center point Urbana. And a stalemate so far.
Good starting field position, though, for the second
49-yard line.
Offensive possession now for Marion. They've got only half the field to get some into pay dirt.
By the way, Connor Whalen, only a sophomore. Now Mo Winkle going to be out of the backfield. He will line up as a slot left, twins right for Trevor Paulson. First and 10 from the 49-yard line. CPU showing blitz, and they'll bring a delayed blitz. Paulson guns the far side, catch made. Grant Meth out in the flat, and he'll take it to about the 43-yard line. It'll be a pickup of a quick six, and Marion just took advantage of what CPU gave him that time.
Well, Ja'Cory Higgins is lining up right on the hip of Paulson there, and when Paulson puts his hands up, so does Ja'Cory Higgins, almost like he's looking at a Wildcat situation.
So look and see if they're going to maybe go Wildcat here sometime tonight. Second down and four. Same formation, two left, two to the right. And back to throw Paulson. Again, throws that quick out. Again, the catch made by Meth right at the first down marker. Same play. And coming up with the tackle that time, Jacob Metzen for center point Urbana. And I'm going to say it's a little short. Going to be a pickup of three, and it's going to be about a foot or two short of the first down. Third down coming up for the Indians. Clock running 7:20 to play here in the first quarter. No score. McAllister out to the right, and now we're going to have a stoppage of play by the officials. And I think they are going to think about this and maybe measure. And they will. And Jeff's going to take a look at it. He can see that opposite sideline.
This is natural turf, though.
That's true. He's eyeballing it down there. All right, Jeff, we'll put you on the spot, man. You missed last night, so, you know, we'll get you back into the flow here. What do you think?
He's got it by a nose.
They stretch him out. And first down. You haven't missed all year, man.
Thanks, guys.
Eagle Eye Moss.
First down for Marion.
And that's what makes us different here at KGYM.
So go for a gain of four instead of a gain of three officially. And it will be Indian ball at the 39-yard line.
Now there's a flag on the ground.
Maybe 12 in the huddle, perhaps.
This is going to be a sideline warning, I think.
Dan Burke is over, I believe, talking with one of the officials. Yep, sideline. Or no, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Okay.
Should just be a sideline warning on the first one.
Didn't give the
He put his arms out to the side and then kind of did a little bit of a swooshing look back, but not a real demonstrative one.
Oh, no, they're moving at 15.
Oh, they are moving it.
This was a penalty.
Oh, this was not a sideline warning then.
Somebody said something.
I don't think the CPU staff liked that call for a measurement and then the resulting first down at all. And something must have been said.
So a 15-yard penalty will put Marion in business at the Stormont Pointer 24-yard line. Brooks to the right side, one receiver to the left. They're running out of the eye. Higgins is the tailback, and he'll get it. Pounds the middle, 20, has a hole, 15, inside the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. Ja'Cory Higgins for 15 yards for Marion.
Boy, right up the middle, huge gaping hole. He wasn't touched until he got about 10 yards downfield, and then he covered up both ends of the ball and put his shoulder pads and helmet down and just took a couple of pointers for a ride.
Well, he's averaging 9 yards a carry on the year.
That's pretty salty.
First down and goal. Horcher out to the left side. Meth tied in to the left. And Blair Brooks out to the right side. Paulson under center out of the eye. Mo Winkle has the tailback, and he'll get it up the middle. Runs into his own man. Tries to kick it to the outside. Got the corner. Turns it in at the 5-yard line. Still on his feet. And struggling down to about the 3. Second and third effort there by Chris Mowinkle.
Yeah, Mowinkle showing a little bit of attitude running the ball on his own. And, you know, we saw him in this regard last year, Scott. And I'll tell you what, he has put some good weight on from last year. Looks to be much more confident, stronger runner.
The flag on the play.
And there is a flag, though, on Marion. So wave it off.
This is going to be a hold coming back 10 yards from where that flag was thrown down.
Oh, I did not see the flag there.
Yeah, it kind of blended in with the grass.
It's a second and 16.
So that will make it second down and goal back at the 16, just outside the 16-yard line. They'll put Meth wide to the left side, Mowinkle out of the backfield. And twin receivers out to the right side. Marion will go spread. 14 on the play clock still. Ja'Cory Higgins on the left hip of Paulson. Stormont Pointers bring the blitz. Paulson to throw. Guns the right side. Overshot Blair Brooks. Incomplete. Over there defensively for center point Urbana, Max Chesmore.
Now, Blair Brooks can clear 6-7 in the high jump pit, but he's not even going to be able to go up and get that one, Scott.
No, that was a little high. Third down. No, second and down in goal now. For Marion. Board has third, but it is second down. This time they'll flip-flop the receivers. with Mowinkle and Meth out to the right side this time. Shotgun, Paulson gets it, rolls the pocket to the left side, being chased, throws for the back of the end zone and over, shot Horsher, incomplete. And it'll be third and goal as Horsher, he had a couple steps on his defensive man there.
Double coverage out there, but he did have the space, ball just overthrown outside the end line.
6 minutes even to play. Here in the opening quarter, no score, Marion and center point Urbana. CPU's secondary, Cartus at safety, Chesmore and Metzen in there as the two corners. As they play that 3-5-3, Travis Park coordinating that, former Linmar assistant coach. Third and goal, eye for Marion, tight end to the right side, off the quick count. There's tossed Mowinkle, blockers in front, turns it in at the 10. He's to the 5 and gets down to about the 3-yard line. Now decision time here for Tim Lovell.
Well, after the result of that play, I think he's going to feel emboldened to go ahead and go for this. But just a nice run by Mowinkle there. He used his vision very well. When he saw the opening develop, then he accelerated and went right into it.
Marion's going to go for it. Fourth down and goal at the 2. Coming in with the play, Mark Horsher. He's the backup quarterback, 5'11", 160 pounds. He's split to the left along with Blair Brooks. Maybe a fade to Brooks, we'll see. Split backs, Paulson in the gun. And we are going to have a flag fly from the near side. Big call coming up right here. Going to be an offside call on Marion.
One of the offensive linemen must have lined up in the neutral zone.
And that is going to make it now fourth and goal back outside the 7-yard line. And
line judge giving an explanation right beside Jeff there.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know if you heard that from the line judge, but he was explaining to the Marion bench, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just somebody lined up in the neutral zone over the ball.
Pretty simple. So a mistake right there for the Indians. Down to 4 and the play clock now on fourth down and goal. Play clock down to 2, down to 1. They got the play off. Paulson rolls the pocket left. Going to throw back to the middle and incomplete. Into heavy traffic right there. Tried to get it to Blair Brooks, and Marion gets close, but they give it up on downs.
Yeah, ball had to be thrown very low, and Brooks had his hands on it, but it wasn't in a situation where he could get his hands out and his elbows out in front of him, so he had to kind of tuck it in close to his body, and that ricocheted off, so the touchdown attempt is denied by the CPU defense that gets a goal line stand.
That's the good news, but the bad news is CPU will have it on the 7-yard line. Listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids, as the power stacked eye comes out and they give it to the third back, forward progress out to about the 9-yard line as Mitch McCauley takes it, the basketball player for CPU. And not much there. It's going to get it to about the 9-yard line for a gain of 2. Well, coaches are people of their word, right? We said we'd see this triple power eye.
There it is.
McCauley, the third back right there. And now they're going to run it on the bootleg. Coming around the right side is Andrews with blockers in front. Crosses the 10, gets out to about the 13-yard line. As it'll bring up a third down. That was just student body right that time.
Well, a lot of white jerseys flying to the wide side of the field opposite us here in the press box. And, you know, the thing I've always said about that triple eye, Scott, is that if you're going to get the ball to the man that's dotting it back there on the end of it, the play takes so long to develop. Defenses usually can run it down before he gets to the line of scrimmage.
Third down. Wendell in there as the middle back, and handoff McCauley, nothing doing. Hit right at the 15-yard line, and it's going to be the second three and out here for center point Urbana. And CPU will be forced to punt it away again, this time from their 15-yard line. As Katrost will stay in there to punt it away. Or no, they won't. CPU lining up to go for it on their own.
See if they're going to. It's going to be a hard count here. They're going to try and get Marion to jump.
Quarterback Andrews checking with the three backs. And now a penalty flag does fly. And Marion clapping, so this might be on the Storm and Pointers.
Yeah, the ploy there is always to see if you can do the hard count, get the defense to jump off, and get an automatic first down. But they just weren't able to get Marion, who's disciplined defensive line there. Now the punt team will come out for the Storm and Pointers.
Marion defensively tonight, the Skogan McCarlson Insurance starting lineup. Turner, Cole, Cannon, and Keener up front. Miller, Wagner, Woods, and Lang, the linebackers. And Kirk and McAllister, the corners, and Paulson in there. Remember, Alex Whalen out tonight. Fourth down, back on the 10-yard line. And Gutras from his own end zone, no rush. And gets it away, a line drive kick, returnable back at the 50-yard line. Trying to get to the corner, getting one man missed to the 40-yard line, to the 35. This is Whalen again, and pushed back as he gave Brown, still on his feet, finally spun down. They're going to give him progress to the 37-yard line. Connor Whalen, a sophomore, 5'11", 165.
Connor Whalen watched a little too much of Saquon Barkley last weekend, I think. But nice return there, and again, great starting field position for Marion's third possession.
First and 10 for the Indians.
35-yard punt, but a 13-yard return. 2:46 to play here in the opening quarter. No score. And first and 10, Marion at the 37 of center point Urbana. Meth out to the left side. Twin receivers out to the right. Marion again going with the spread look. Higgins a lone setback. Paulson, shotgun snap, looking right. Now throws deep left, and nobody there, incomplete. Mulwinkle just running a vertical there, and double covered there by center point Urbana. Coming into tonight for Trevor Paulson, 51% completion, 733 yards, 11 touchdowns to only 3 interceptions, so some good numbers for the junior. As second down and 10, Mark Horsher will come back in for Marion. Second down, shotgun back, Paulson gonna look to the near sideline, leaping catch made, Blair Brooks at about the 30-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 7.
Blair Brooks has seen double coverage probably every week of this season so far. And what the teams are, they're all doing kind of the same thing, Scott. They're putting a guy inside to take away the slant, and then they're also putting somebody back deep in case he runs the nine route or the vertical. So going's going to be very, very tough for him, but I like the fact that they're trying to target him.
Yeah, they're going to double Blair Brooks pretty much wherever he goes. Gave him only a gain of 6. It'll be third down and 4 from the 31-yard line. Tied in right side for Marion. Shotgun back to Paulson. Blitz coming. Going to set up the middle screen. Higgins at the 30-yard line. Cuts near sideline 25. Spins at the 20-yard line and dives ahead to about the 18 for John Cartos. Puts him down. And Cartos puts him down.
Great block downfield by Caleb Wagner, who sprung Higgins for an extra 5 or 6 yards. What he would have otherwise been able to gain.
That'll be a gain of 13 and a first down for Marion. As Marion in the red zone here. They will start this first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Near side hash mark. Mulwink up in the middle to the 10, to the 5. Splitting defenders and down at the 2. Quick hitter there, and 16 more for Marion and Chris Mulwinkle.
Coming right back to that ISO with Ja'Cory Higgins leading the way there. Higgins blasts through there so fast, there was no linebacker that he even had to block, so he was able to go downfield and pick up one of the corners.
Minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. From the right hash mark, I formation. Quarterback sneak by Paulson from the 2, and he's close. Did he make it? No indication yet. And touchdown. Late signal, but a touchdown for Marion.
For the Indians, touchdown.
On the 2-yard run for quarterback Trevor Paulson. And it's 6-0 in favor of the Indians with a minute 15 to play here in quarter number 1. Good field position for Marion. They cash in. Extra point try on the way, and it is blocked. And before, well, I thought, no, we did not have a penalty. They did not wave it dead. It'll be no good. and it stays 6-0. Carson Gorton missing that extra point or having it blocked. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Marion 6, CPU nothing. Back with a kick in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with the air from Thomas Park. Marion on top, 6-0. Missed extra point, and Gorton to kick it away. Here's the approach from left to right. End over end, kind of a dying line drive, 15-20 to the 25. Height up the middle and got popped as he got to the 30-yard line by Ja'Cory Higgins. And it'll be first down, and CPU's been battling field position deficiencies tonight.
Sure have. This will be their third possession. Started out on their own 13 and their own 7. Punted both times, 3 and out, so they're just looking to move the chains right now. Best field position to start off a drive tonight, though. You're right.
First and 10 with 1:08 remaining here in the first quarter. Some other scores. Albernette big on North Lynn, 33-0. In the second quarter, and at after one, Xavier 21-0 over Independence. Andrews on the boot, looking to throw on the run, throws the near sideline and threw it away. He was being chased by a couple of Indians, namely linebacker Nate Miller was in his back pocket right there. Andrews coming in, the sophomore, to the game tonight. 43% completion percentage, 724 yards, 7 touchdowns, but 7 interceptions. And
Well, whenever you're sprinting to your left and you're a right-handed quarterback, I don't care if you've got guys wide open. That's just a tough throw to make on the sprint.
Absolutely. Connor Whalen in there right now for Marion, manning that right side corner position. Second down and 10 off the hard count. Andrews will take it himself. Kicks it to the outside at the 35. He's got the sideline and pushed out of bounds. Close to a first down. Got to depend on the spot. They put it right at the 40-yard line, and I think that's going to move the chains. And center pointer Bano will get their first down of the night on the 10-yard run.
Good bounce to the outside there by Andrews as the defense for Marion failed to set an edge over there, and he just scampered right around, outflanked them.
From their own 40-yard line.
First and 10, CPU at the 40. Down 6-0 here to Marion. The tight end. Catross to the left side. They're going to go with that bunch formation to the left side. And Andrews will roll that way, looking to throw. Being chased, got away from one, ran into his own man, scrambling, and got hit hard a couple times as he got back to the line of scrimmage. And coming up to deliver a hit, Jacob Lang for Marion.
He unloaded. You got a quarterback running to your team's sideline and you have a chance to unload on him, you better believe you're going to do that in front of all your teammates.
5'10", 175-pound senior outside linebacker, Jacob Lang, and that might be a little bit generous.
Coaches don't do that, do they?
No, but he hits hard. Second down for the Stormin' Pointers. Andrew off the fake. In a roll, throwing the right flat man wide open. 45 to the 50-yard line into Marion territory and diving inside the 45-yard line. Down to about the 43 was Aaron Wendell. And a big gain right there. Wide open in the flat there, John. Nobody picked him up.
Again, failed to set the edge out there. No containment by the Marion defense. So, again, another scamper down that CPU sideline. Second time on this drive.
Wendell goes for 16. The junior, 5'8", 160-pounder, and we have come to the end of the first quarter. After one, Marion 6, center pointer, Bannon nothing. Back with the second quarter in a minute This is High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back with you here at Thomas Park. Second quarter about to get underway. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. Total yards unofficially in the first quarter. Marion 95 and CPU with 36. 6-0 Marion, but center point Urbana in Marion territory with the first and 10 from the 44. And the handoff to Wade and hit the backfield and brought down. Grant Meth was in there, and also Lang was in there. He came shooting in there from that backside.
Yeah, Jacob Lang just saw an alley open up on that play and shot right through there and ran it down from behind for, wow, just short of a 2-yard loss.
I got to mark it at the 45. Nate Miller also in there. Marion's got a lot of juniors playing. And these are two young teams for the most part. So they may be around, might not be in the same district next year as they reshuffle them every 2 years. Andrews to throw. Rolls right, throws deep, and incomplete. Trying to get it out there to Mitch McCauley. As McCauley was running down the sideline but had two people covering him. Back there, Dawson Kirk, one of them from Marion. He's kind of limping a little bit.
Number 22, Dawson Kirk.
Third down coming up. Andrews 2 out of 4 so far in the ball game for 12 yards for the center point Urbana Storm and Pointers. These two teams, this is the fourth meeting in this series. And Marion holding a 2-1 edge. Indians won last year 28-26 up at center point. And then they also met in district play in 2010, 2011, splitting two games right there. Third and 11 from the gun. Andrews, deep drop, trying to set up the screen. He does, caught by Gaytrost, and he's spun down. Or check that. No, it was Maverick Gaytrost. And he will get about 3 out to the 42-yard line.
Got Marion bringing in an extra defensive back there in their nickel package and just sat back, and everybody waited for that to develop.
That was a deep, deep drop. That was about a 15-yard quarterback drop.
He didn't sell the screen very well, did he?
Connor Whalen's going to drop back. And Gaytrost will stay in there to punt it away. The play clock down to 12. Line of scrimmage, the 42-yard line in Marion territory. Down to 3. And it's going to be a fake. Taking it to the left side, now bottled up, coming back to the right, brought down Devin Smith. That did not do anything to the Marion special teams, and that'll make Dave Messerly happy.
Special teams coordinator and Hall of Fame coach Dave Messerly takes care of the special teams duties for Marion, and that will in some way atone for that missed PAT.
10:20 to play first half, 6-0 Marion, and the Indians with pretty good field position. And they'll start this drive at the 43-yard line. I formation. Paulson under center. He'll turn straight ahead. Mo Winkle to the 45, to the 50-yard line. Running hard. He's got a first down to the CPU 46-yard line. Height coming up to make the stop.
Number 42, Mitchell McCauley.
And McCauley also there for the Storm and Pointers.
Yep, right back to the ISO play with Ja'Cory Higgins leading on the linebacker. And that play has been good for 8 to 9, even 10 yards a crack each time they've run it.
First down from the Storm and Pointer, 46. Wide side of the field to the right. Receivers that way. Paulson to the second back. Higgins bursts up the middle to the 30-yard line, to the 25, still on his feet to the 20. Angling to the near pylon, inside the 10 and out at about the 5. And a late penalty flag is down, though, at about the 7-yard line, trailing the play, so hold everything. If the run stands, it's going to be a 39-yarder.
There's a flag on the play.
But we will see what the flag is about. Face mask on center pointer Banna. So that'll tack on some more.
Well, they're marching it off from the 5 down to the 2.5.
And 39 yards on the run by Ja'Cory Higgins. And that ISO quick hitter up the middle is really giving CPU fits. First and goal outside the 2-yard line for Marion. Mowinkle lines up at the tailback spot. Paulson under center. Long count. Give Mowinkle right side, and he cruises in for the touchdown.
Number 2, Chris Mowinkle, in for the Indians touchdown.
Mowinkle with the score. That'll be his 9th touchdown run of the year for Marion.
And see if they're going to go for 2.
I think they might.
Yeah, I think they are.
12-0 in favor of the Indians. As Marion turns the fake punt into a touchdown, and they will line up for 2. Brooks way out wide to the right. To the left side is Horscher. Here's Paulson on the handoff. Same play, but cutting it back to the left is Mowinkle, and he gets in for the 2.
Mowinkle in for the 2-point conversion.
So Marion gets it back to 14-0 on the Mowinkle touchdown and the Mowinkle run for 2. 9:48 to play here in the first half. Marion 14, center point Urbana nothing. And we'll take a timeout, a 1-minute break. Come back with a kickoff after this on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all 4 Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Stop by the Indians, number 23.
Alex Way taking the kick back to the 35-yard line. And that's where CPU, down 14-0, will put it into play from their own 35. And a big offensive drive here for center pointer Banna. They got to get something going here.
That's their best starting field position in the fourth possession, not their own 35. Last time they got down to the Marion 42, but then gave it over on the fake punt.
First and 10. As Wade in there at the tailback, and he'll get it. Coming off the right side and back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it. Coming up, Mason Ray for Marion. First one to get him.
Number 82, Mason Ray.
And it'll be second down and 10.
Well, that's just classic DN play by Ray there as he kept his outside shoulder free, but squeezed the play and then fought off the tackle as the running back was coming towards him and made the tackle. That's just great defensive end play.
Second down and 10. Storm and Pointer's taking a little bit more time in the huddle this time. They will send a receiver out to the near side. And they'll keep it on the ground. Again, the handoff to Wade. A little delay and not anything.
Stop by the Indians, number 34.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Jacob Lang again on the stop. And this keeps up. Our Happy Joe's Pizza player of the game might come on the defensive side again.
There's no line surge that they can get underneath the pads of the Red Nation here. Marion doing a great job on the defensive line of stymieing everything right now.
CPU is 0 for 3 on third down tries. As coming back out there at quarterback, Caleb Andrews. As it'll be third down and 10. Bunch formation out to the right side now for the Storm and Pointers. 8:17 to play. Andrews rolling that way. Stops, looks, throws back, and a catch made. Coming back for the ball at about the 47. With enough for the first down is Maverick Katrost. And that will move the chains. First down CPU at the 47-yard line on a gain of 13.
That was the best ball of the night there. We got Paulson down on the sideline here. And he's kind of scooting himself off of the field of play so that they can continue. But the trainer's immediately swarming over to look at him.
Yeah, Blair Brooks right there as well. And see if Jeff Moss can get a report there.
Tim Lovell, obviously very concerned, comes right over. And as soon as Lovell comes over, Paulson popped right up.
Yep, taking a drink of water right now. First and 10, shotgun, inside handoff, and a big hit applied to Aaron Wendell. He got popped. As it was Caleb Wagner coming in and just rocking the ball carrier after a gain of a couple.
That was a classic bear hug there by Wagner, who came in, just stood the back up, and then almost tried to do a little bit of old-fashioned pro wrestling, wrangling him down.
Gain of 2, second down and 8. Wendell will stay in the backfield. This time twins out to the right side, one receiver to the left for the Storm and Pointers. Deep drop, pressure coming. Andrews steps up, got away from two, rolling to the far side, going to throw deep downfield, and it's going to be underthrown and intercepted. Intercepted there by Dawson Kirk at about the 20-yard line. Man out there was Mitchell McCauley, and he had a step on the defender.
Good job of backpedaling there, though, by Kirk, and going up at the last second, getting as much height as he could from his jump, and getting that ball with both hands at the top of his jump.
High-pointed it, as they say. And Marion will have it back after the first interception and turnover of the night. And is Paulson back out there? Yes, he is. Although, they're going to go with the little wildcat. And it's going to be a run by Mowinkle coming to the left side to the 20. Spins at the 25 to the 30-yard line. And brought down finally at about the 34. Tackle made by Brandon Moore.
Number 19, Brandon Moore.
Boy, Mowinkle hits the hole hard and fast.
He's put on some good strength from last year. You can see that he has been in the weight room and out for multiple sports here. But he's running with an attitude that I also don't remember seeing him with last year. He's just running angry.
10 for the Indians from their own 34-yard line.
First down. Obviously, Trevor Paulson's all right, but we'll check in with Jeff after this play just to see what they were talking about on the sideline. First down from the 34, Paulson gives. This is Higgins this time. A stiff arm at the 35 and brought down at the 36 on an ankle tackle on his third carry of the night. Jeff, there was some concern for a moment, but it looks like Trevor Paulson's all right.
Yeah, Trevor Paulson is back in the game, and it was on that tackle, I do believe, on McCauley on the third down conversion for the Storm Pointers. I think he just lost or got the wind knocked out of him. He fell right on top of him and was right there on the sideline. Scary moment for the Indians, but it's all working out right now.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Second down and 8 from the 36. Just inside the far hash, 6:25 to play, clock rolling. Second quarter, 14-0 Marion. Straight ahead handoff. Mowinkle met right at the point of attack and shoved back. And good job of bringing down the ball carrier. Dalton Height leading the way. 6 foot, 165 pound senior for center point Urbana. Best the CPU defense looked tonight.
Well, Marion coming right back up to the line of scrimmage and lined up ready to go.
Marion 1 for 2 on third down tries. Third down and 8. Shotgun snap, Paulson throws the out. Brooks wide open at the 40, a stiff arm 45 down the sideline, and they say he stepped out of bounds at the CPU 47. Can't give him that big a cushion.
That was an enormous cushion, and he had plenty of room for not only picking up that first down, but getting multiple yards after that reception.
17 yards on the pickup.
You know what that play is setting up. They're going to him on those out patterns, and then all pretty soon it's going to be a quick hitch, and then he's going to go down the sideline.
Higgins back to the tailback spot behind Mowinkle this time. Receivers left and right, first and 10 from the CPU 47. Here's a toss to Higgins. Cuts it inside at the 45. Spins, still on his feet. And they blow it dead at about the 42-yard line. As Moore in there Also in there, Chesmore for center pointer Banna. And a gain of six that time. Higgins has carried it four times for a total of 62 yards. Marion, fast pace here. Off the fake, Paulson back to throw. Going to throw the deep cross, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it to Connor Whalen.
Intended for Horscher.
Or Horscher, I beg
Horscher,
your pardon.
Correct.
Third down and about four coming up. We'll talk with the coaches coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at some scores as well and have a look at stats at the break. Third down, a little more than four. 5:16, clock stops, second quarter, 14-0 Marion. Tight end right side, Brooks to the left, one receiver out to the right side, and again a big cushion for Brooks. Paulson, going to throw the out, throw it behind his intended receiver, Paulson incomplete for McAllister.
Intended for number three, Mitch McAllister.
Isaac Keener out of the game now and being walked over to the bench with the trainer.
And he's a two-way starter for Marion.
He wanted to get sitting down in a hurry.
Brings up fourth and five for the Indians.
Marion with a fourth down, a little less than five. Offense stays out there for Marion. And the Indians will go for it. Higgins alone back. 10 on the play clock still. Twins left, twins right. Fourth and four from just outside the 42. Long count. Paulson shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Throws Higgins and off his hands. And he had green grass in front of him.
Incomplete.
They called the right play, John, against the blitz.
Boy, they sure did. I think he just got started looking upfield. I think he sensed that there was the potential for a big play there, and he just didn't quite bring it in.
And that would have been a big play. Would have been a big, big play. But CPU holds, and the Stormin' Pointers will take over on their own 42. Down 14-0 here with 5:12 to play first half.
Also the second time tonight that Marion has gone into CPU territory without coming away with any points.
McCauley the lone back, and he will get it and hit, brought down.
Oh my.
Big stick put on McCauley. And 57 and 56. Nate Miller and Caleb Wagner there.
Loss of one on the play. Makes it second 11.
That's going to be a loss of one. That takes play takes a long time to develop for the Stormin' Pointers. Off the fake, Andrews on the keeper, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage and brought down. Connor Whalen again.
Stop by the Indians, number 52, Nicholas Cole.
Yeah, that's going to be a loss back inside the 40-yard line, back to about the 39.
Yeah, there the Marion defense did a nice job of containment, setting that edge out there. Very difficult for the quarterback to get any corner turned there whatsoever.
Third down and long coming up for CPU. Third down from the 39. And the Stormin' Pointers need to take it to the Marion 48-yard line. Here is Andrews rolling to the right side, being chased. Hit as he throws and just threw it away. Had a receiver weighed out there as Nate Miller lowered the boom on the quarterback. And it'll be fourth down. And the young sophomore is running for his life so far.
There's no drop back into the pocket whatsoever about this passing attack for CPU. They send him sprinting either left or right each time. Very difficult to throw on, but it's even tougher to throw that ball when you've got somebody breathing down your backside.
Back to punt for the Stormin' Pointers.
Throws to punt it away, no rush, and he's going to take it himself on the fake punt again, trying to turn the corner, a stiff arm, and shot out of bounds. He's going to be well short at the 46-yard line.
Second fake punt of the night for CPU that does not convert.
And CPU will give it up on downs. Needed about 13 and only got about six. And great field position with 3:54 to go for center pointer, for Marion, I beg your pardon. In CPU territory at the 46-yard line. First down from the near side hash marks. Paulson under center this time. He's got the I formation. Short drop, Paulson looking for Brooks, being chased, trying to spin away and throws it out of bounds. Was there a receiver there?
Boy, the officials are looking around at each other. One of them's grabbing at his flag, but nobody's going to throw it.
No, they're going to talk about it. And what are we going to have here? And there will be a penalty.
The flag does come out.
Tim Lovell was saying, there was a guy there. He was about 10 yards away. And
there's a flag on the play.
And it's going to be grounding on Marion. And that will be marked off from where that spot was. And Jeff, you were somewhat close to the receiver down there. Right call on your judgment?
I would say so. The penalty happened at the 50-yard line, and I'm currently standing at about the 17. So Blair Brooks was open. He was open. He was just not
by you
close. So that's a pretty good call on the officials' part.
I think it was a pretty good call. Isaac Keener, by the way, still out, and he was having some problems on the sidelines. We'll just keep it at that. And now the box says third down, but it should be second down. Correct? It was a loss of down. That down does count, but should be second. And the officials will get it taken care of. It's going to be second down and about 22.
Second and 22.
There, they've got it marked off now.
I don't get it right very often, so I feel good when I get one right. Second down and 22. Deep drop, Paulson looking to set up the screen. Higgins has it at the 40-yard line. Middle of the field, hit from behind at the 45, stood up, and then planted at about the 48-yard line.
Higgins wasn't going to let that one go. He tucked it under, made sure that when he got wrapped up that nobody was going to strip that out as well.
Well, I tell you, that's the guy you want in the open field when you get a screen out there.
Boy, he's so hard to bring down one-on-one, too. He's an emotional running back, too. Just like Mo Winkle, the two of them, they just run with an attitude.
A little fog, kind of, maybe, in the lights here tonight. Third down, 16 at the Marion 48. Indians up 14-0. Paulson back to throw. Throws the pass, right flat, caught Brooks at the 50-yard line, trying to take it upfield and got back to the original line of scrimmage, so he'll get about six. It's already four catches for Blair Brooks, the all-time receiving leader, all-time catch leader at Marion.
As many as he had in the whole game last week.
Yep. But the Indians are going to have to keep Paulson out there to punt. And a good job there by the defense for center point Urbana. Late sub coming in on both sides as dropping back for the Storm and Pointers will be Alex Wade to get the kick. Good snap back. Paulson gets it away, and a spiral kick. Returnable, though, at the 11. Here comes Wade. Sidesteps one at the 15. Splits defenders at the 20 and gets out to about the 25-yard line. Going to be a 14-yard return. Blair Brooks on special teams got the stop.
Three times tonight now that Marion's offense has been in territory of the CPU Storm and Pointers, not come away with any points. And yet, the 14-0 lead with 2:12 left here before half.
CPU hanging in there, though, and hanging in the game. First and 10 for center pointer band. Alex Wade lines up behind Wendell in the eye. Two receivers out to the left side. Off the fake. Quarterback Andrews rolling to the left side, throwing on the run. Overshot his man, nearly intercepted. But it's short hop, Connor Whalen. He's been everywhere tonight.
Incomplete, intended for number 9, John Cartus.
As Cartus, the intended receiver, now limping off for Marion, another defensive player. This is Dawson Kirk. And he's going to be looked at.
Marion Trainer has been busy here in this first half.
Second down and 10 at the 25-yard line. I formation, short drop. Andrews tries a slant, caught at the 30-yard line, and ahead, close to a first down, Mitchell McCauley.
Mitchell McCauley.
Big target at 6'4", 6'5", out there. get it to him, see what he can do out there.
Yep, going to be just short. It's going to bring up third and less than two.
Eight on the play, makes it third and two.
Going to go for about eight to McCauley.
And we're going to get a timeout.
For CPU.
Timeout,
nope, Marion's going to take a timeout. 1:51 to play. We'll keep it here. First timeout taken of the ball game. First one by Marion. We'll have scores coming up at halftime for you. Stats. Take a look ahead. What's coming up next week? Can give you one score. Xavier has now increased the lead to 24 to nothing. Up at Independence. Up at Lyle Line Boff
Field. Your old stomping grounds.
Absolutely. It doesn't look anything like it did back in the late 80s.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
That's a good thing. They put a lot of money into the facilities. New school up there. They got a beautiful gym at Independence.
The Stangs.
Ah. Third and two coming up for CPU. Of course, Independence, another proud member of the WOMAC. CPU, a relatively new member of the WOMAC.
Dawson Kirk had his knee attended to a little bit, and the trainer, I think, has given him permission to re-enter the game here at whatever point. However, we've still got Isaac Keener sitting at the end of the bench, and his helmet is not with him, and he does not look happy.
Hand off right side, and Wade's got a first down. He busts through, goes off tackle, takes it down to the 39 for a pickup of five.
Number 57, Caleb Wagner.
Caleb Wagner on the stop.
Again, that was a white Toyota.
Wade picks up five, and his sixth carry of the night with 11 yards. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. Clock running, minute 38. To play first half, 14-0 Marion. Andrews rolling to the right side. Being chased. Throws back across the field to Gatrost and incomplete.
And he's just been running for his life all night on these sprint outs.
Nick Cole that time was the one that delivered the boom.
I can't remember a play where he has been able to just look downfield and nonchalantly try and pick out a receiver to throw to. He's literally running for his life no matter which direction he goes.
Tough young kid. Only a sophomore. 6 foot, 170 pounds.
To his credit, he hasn't eaten it yet. He's tried to target a receiver every time. But he's very fortunate he hasn't thrown a pick yet. Right, and actually he has but thrown one. Excuse me.
Yes, he has. Second down, 10. Andrews again back to throw, and again pressured, and down he goes. Grant Math. I think Marion's, well, did the clock stop? No, it didn't. I thought I heard a timeout whistle. Now I will. Grant Math on the sack. First one of the night, and Marion's going to get a defensive timeout here. And that'll stop the clock with a minute 17 to play, and the Indians take their second timeout. They want to get that ball back, try to get some more points on the board.
Yes, they do, and they've got one timeout left after this one. But one of the things I'll just stop and take a little notice here of a lot of these passing routes that CPU's calling right now. They're sending their quarterback, Andrews, on sprint outs to either the left or the right side. Now, when he goes to his left, because he's a right-handed quarterback, very difficult throws, and most of the routes, Scott, have been very deep routes. There hasn't been a lot of intermediary or just flat routes for him to dump off as a safety valve. So they're expecting him to throw that ball on a dead sprint and downfield quite a ways. That's a difficult combination for even the best of quarterbacks.
Isaac Keener still on the sideline for Marion. And might be just a concussion type thing. Doesn't have the helmet. We know that. We'll talk with head coach Tim Lovell coming up at halftime. Going into the halftime break. Try to get a word with Dan Burt coming out of halftime for CPU. Third and 10. Twins to the right side. Deep drop. Andrews looking to throw. Had a little time. Now being pressured. Rolling to the left side. He's going to run. Splits defenders. Gets to the 40. 45, 50. Far sideline and knocked out of bounds in a big
Paulson.
Way. I think Paulson's okay.
You got to love it when your quarterback gets one of the big hits of the night.
But it's going to be a first down for Caleb Andrews.
Great downfield block thrown there for CPU by Maverick Gatrost. Sprung that for the extra yardage.
First and 10 for the Storm and Pointer.
Up to the Marion 44-yard line. On the 16-yard run. That trip formation out to the right side. that power look, and Andrews rolling to the right side. Andrews throws in the run. Nice catch made and a good bullet throw. Gatrost at about the 39, and Andrews got hit, and he's not getting up this time.
He's just been pummeled all night long here, and you know, he's not even to halftime, and he's just been abused by Marion.
But boy, that was a great throw, and Andrews is up, but he's going to have to come out for one play.
Now, they did run the underneath route there on the drag pattern to Gatrost, and that's what allowed him to be able to make that pass. But again, running for his life as he delivers the pass.
Gain of 6, second and 4 coming up with about 57 seconds remaining. Dan Burke coming out to see his player. Now will make his way back to the sideline. Had a word with the far side official. As Marion huddling over here. CPU, by the way, did take a timeout.
Right, which is why Andrews will be able to stay in the game, not have to go out for a play.
That is correct. And he is still in there. Tell you what, tough young man.
He is a tough kid.
Second and 4. CPU can get some points here, even a field goal. And they would feel good going into the break. Twin receivers to the left. And Gatrost to the right side, and now a penalty flag flies to stop the play. And we had movement somewhere. Officials will confer. And it's going to be a procedure call against center pointer Banna.
That'll
march CPU back and make it 2nd and 9. A little more than 9 back at the 43.
From the Indians' 44-yard line.
56 seconds remaining now. Paulson back there playing center field. McAllister and Whalen, two corners with Kirk on the sideline. Still only 2nd down, 2nd and 9. Again, that trip formation in the slot. One setback and rolling to the left side is Andrews. Throws on the run. Leaping catch made by Wade at the Marion 35 before he's pushed back. They'll give him the 36. And we're going to get a timeout. Taken by CPU. And that will leave them with 1 and a 3rd down and 2 coming up on the 8-yard throw.
Third drive tonight that CPU has been in Marion territory, but this is their deepest foray down to the Marion 36.
Again, a big game in District 4 of 3A. Marion with 1 loss, center pointer Banna with 2 losses. CPU drops this one, and it really hurts their chances.
Well, and that's why, you know, the 2 fake punts that they've attempted here in the first half, which did not convert, you might look at that as a casual observer and say, what in the world are they trying to do that for? They're playing for their playoff life right now, Scott. They've got to try and make some things happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Marion has come out and got those 2 touchdowns on back-to-back drives. Paulson, a 2-yard sneak. Mowinkle, a 2-yard run. But CPU has had the ball a good portion here the latter part of the second quarter.
And then with 45 seconds left at the Marion 36, they still have 1 more timeout yet to use if they so choose.
We got a word from Tim Lovell coming up at halftime here. 3rd down and 2. For the Storm and Pointers.
3rd and 2 for the Storm and Pointers.
Missed inside. Well, we'll call it the left hash mark. And it's Andrews on the keeper trying to get to the outside. Strung out, brought down. Nice play for Marion. Ben Woods coming up and making the stop. 5'11", 185 pounder. And CPU right back up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to go for it on 4th down. Andrews in the shotgun. He'll get it. Deep drop. Hit as he throws, throw on the right sideline, and went over the head of the intended receiver.
Not even a catchable ball all the way downfield. They needed less than a yard on that 4th down, Scott.
Maybe tried to surprise Marion a little bit.
Indians take over on down.
So Marion holds, and the Indians will get it back with 22 seconds to play on their own 35. We'll see what Tim Lovell elects to do right here.
I think quarterback sneak gets the first down myself.
Maybe Marion will take it into the locker room here. Mowinkle going to line up in the Wildcat. And now center pointer Banna going to call a defensive timeout.
Timeout
taken by CPU.
Sure didn't have any safeties back there beyond 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Probably a good idea.
That might be something they want to take a look at here with the 14-0 Marion lead, and they would love nothing more than to have a big strike here with that last 22 seconds. Get several plays in here, but you know, you've got Blair Brooks out there. That you get the ball to him, he's going to be able to run down that sideline, out-jump some people. So big play offense is a possibility with Marion. And Tim Lovell out there now addressing his troops and probably talking about a couple of different plays that they have in mind so that they don't have to huddle up.
First and 10, Marion. I don't know, do you roll the dice here? Kinda, you got a 14-0 lead.
I don't know that you do on this first play, but I think you take a shot at it somewhere in here.
They throw one deep to Blair Brooks.
I think you try and get Blair Brooks again out on an island one-on-one. You don't necessarily have to send him on the vertical nine route and have it be the all-or-nothing bomb.
Maybe this is your double move right here.
Or you could also try and get, you know, Mowinkle or Ja'Cory Higgins out on another screen.
Higgins in that slot left, and Mowinkle on the keeper brought down awkwardly. Kind of got that leg taken down behind him in a good defensive play, and Marion's going to take a timeout.
Their last one.
Avery Clark, very good defensive play that time. No, 58, Ryan Kapfer, 5'8", 175-pound junior.
Not exactly sure what the breakdown on the left side of the offensive line was there for Marion, but two white-shirted CPU Storm and Pointers lived up to their mascot's name, and they just came in and wrapped up Mowinkle with virtually nobody touching them.
16 seconds to play. And each team out of timeouts. As the Indians lead at 14-0. As Marion will come back out here.
Still in that Wildcat with Mowinkle.
That diamond look, and Mowinkle going to the right side, stops, starts again, 25, cuts it back to the near side, reversing field, a stiff arm, 30 to the 35 and out of bounds. Ran about 30 yards to get about 9.
Marion had a bunched up quad formation out there on the tight side of the wide side of the field, and Mowinkle was going to try and run behind them. But a good job of setting the edge by the Storm and Pointers over there caused Mowinkle to have to try and come back to the boundary on the inside, where he got one good stiff arm but only ended up getting about 3 yards.
Blair Brooks out to the right side. Mark Horcher to the left side for Marion. Third down and 7. CPU with 7 in the box right now. They'll keep it on the ground. Higgins up the middle, kicks it outside, has the first down, 45 to the 50. And 2 seconds remaining, but unless Marion gets up there and hikes it, this is going to be the end of the half.
Brandon Moore.
Marion will go for 12, and Jeff Moss going to try to get a hold of the head coach, Tim Lovell. As we're at halftime, 14-0 the lead for the Marion over center pointer Banna. And Jeff Moss is downstairs with Marion head coach Tim Lovell.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Tim Lovell, head coach of the Marion Indians. Coach, you got a 14-0 lead here at the break. An extremely hard-hitting football game out there between these two teams. Talk about your team's performance in the first half.
Well, I like what we're doing right now. Defense is really playing physical. They're really getting off the ball and making things difficult for them. But give them a lot of credit. They're not giving up. They're fighting hard. And we've got to come out and get ready to play some smash mouth football.
What do you want to see from your team coming up? Adjustments made in the second half?
Well, I want us to clean up what we're doing. We continually shoot ourselves in the foot. You look at our MO, you know, the first 5 games, we put ourselves in position to make it difficult to get first downs. And so we just need to calm down, relax, and get back to playing good, hard-nosed football. And that's what the second half is going to be all about.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Tim Lovell, head coach of the Marion Indians, 14-0. They have the lead on homecoming.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. We will take a break and come back. We'll go ahead, Juan, why don't you throw that two-minute one in there, flip-flop it. We'll go ahead and take that two-minute one. We'll take another one-minute run coming up after that here at halftime. 14-0, your lead for the Marion Indians over center point Urbana. And we'll come back, talk halftime from Thomas Park right after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back at halftime at Thomas Park. Score at the break is Marion on homecoming, leading center point Urbana 14-0. Scott Unash, John Haggerty, and Jeff Moss with you. We'll hopefully hear from Coach Burke of CPU coming up here at halftime as the Marion Palms performing. The Marion Band will be performing coming up here in just a little bit. And heard from Marion coach Tim Lovell, and not pleased, but not entirely pleased about his Indian first half.
Very few coaches ever are, Scott, but he's got to feel good about one of the things, and that is the way that they've been able to run the ball on CPU. When they've called that ISO play, it has gone for a minimum of 6 to 8 yards every time. Several occasions, it's popped for close to 20, and they got away from that in the second quarter. I think they're going to talk as a coaching staff when they go back into the locker room, and they're going to say, we got to get back to what gave us the ability to go down and get those two scores. You're going to see a lot of ISO as soon as they come back out in the second half. They start that third quarter. I expect to see a lot of ISO.
And for center point Urbana, kind of bend but don't break a little bit. Gave up two touchdowns, but it could have been a whole lot worse. And the offense started going a little bit there in the second quarter.
Well, that's absolutely right. Even though Marion's got the 14-0 lead, they've denied three other possessions by Marion's offense. One of them got all the way down to the 36, another one to the 42. So they have been doing the bend but not break philosophy.
Let's take a look at the unofficial halftime stats. And right now, unofficially, total yardage, I've got Marion with 200 yards of offense and CPU with 100 yards of offense. How about that for getting things even, Steven, on the button there. Marion, 126 yards on the ground, 74 through the air. Quarterback Trevor Paulson, 8 of 16 in the first half for 74 yards. Four catches for Blair Brooks for 45 yards. Grant Meth has caught two, and Corey Higgins has caught two for Marion. On the ground, Chris Mowinkle has carried it 8 times for 58 yards, and Corey Higgins, 5 carries, 74 yards.
He's been a beast.
He has been, and looking a lot like Marshawn Lynch here in the first half. 2 carries for -6 so far, but a touchdown for Trevor Paulson. Marion with 10 first downs, 3 penalties for 20 yards, and 1 sack. For center pointer Bannett, at halftime, 100 total yards, 50 on the ground, 50 through the air.
We're on the base 10 system
yes,
tonight.
Yes, we are. It's like the metric system here in Europe. Caleb Andrews, 7 of 14 for 50 yards in the first half with 1 pick. Getrost with 3 receptions for 22 yards. Wade, 1 for 8. Height has 1. Wendell has 1. And McCauley has 1 for center pointer Banna. Andrews with 7 carries for 30 yards to lead the rushing stats. Wade has carried it 6 times for 11 yards so far in the first half of play. CPU with 5 first downs, 4 penalties so far for 27 yards. They also have 1 sack, and they have the only turnover of the game. That came on an interception. Third down conversion, center pointer Banda 3 of 7 so far. I've got Marion 3 of 6 on third down conversions. Marion 0 for 1 on fourth down, and center pointer Banda 0 for 2 so far on fourth down tries. And time of possession, very close right now. Marion 11 minutes 10 seconds to 10 minutes and 50 seconds for CPU in that first half. So both teams, I think, did a few things right. Both teams did things that they're going to have to correct coming up here at the halftime break.
Now, CPU just has not been able to effectively rush the ball, and so they've been relying on their quarterback to sprint out to either side and try and deliver the ball downfield. But until they get some protection, especially on the backside, it seems like he's getting run down from behind every time. They're going to find the offense is just not going to be consistently driving down the field on Marion. You know, Marion right now playing some very physical defense. I'm going to go to two numbers that are back-to-back right now, Nate Miller and Caleb Wagner. Doesn't matter whether they've been rushing the passer, trying to chase him down from behind, or whether they're just bottling up the running backs in between. Those two guys, Miller and Wagner, have been real forces in the middle for the Marion defense in the first half.
Going to get some scores coming up as we'll find them here. We got one from the Unidome, and that's Cedar Falls on top of Wash at halftime, 28-3. Remember those Unidome games started at 8:30?
Well, that was because the UNI football team had to have practice.
Yeah, so something has changed up there. But we will go ahead and give you some scores coming up here as soon as we find them here and get them all taken care of here at the halftime break, with Marion on top, 14-0 so far over center pointer Banna. Into the third quarter, big one in Class A. Wapsie Valley leading Lisbon 31-14 right now. Also, Waterloo West with a 17-14 lead over Jefferson. So the Jayhawks again.
Jefferson showing up
tough
to play tonight. That's a tough Waterloo West team.
Very, very tough so far. Denver, a top 10 team, no problem with Sumner Fredericksburg tonight, winning 48-0. And Regina Wilton, were you thinking that was going to be a good one?
Well, there was the possibility it could be.
49-7 Regina. That in the fourth quarter.
And Wilt could end up being the second place team in that district as well. So
yeah. And here you go. Into the third quarter. Durant on top of West Branch, 17-14 right now. That would be the shocker of the night, I got to think, so far.
Which Peterson not going to be happy there.
No, not in the very least. And we'll find a few more scores to throw your way coming up here. I believe this is Mount Vernon on top of Anamosa, 28-0. That is in the second quarter. Again, Waterloo West over Jeff, 17-14. That is going on right now. As the Marion band outperforming. Some 4A scores. It's Johnson on top of Des Moines Roosevelt, 20-7. Indianola leading Marshalltown, 44-14. I did not think this one was going to – I thought they had a chance to win this one, but I did not think it was going to be like this. But Albernett is shutting out North Lynn 39-0.
Wow.
Right now. And Albernett's got something going up there for the Pirates. And get you some other scores here in just a little bit. But we got another two for next week.
Boy, we sure have been blessed with the Thursday, Friday night games. And that's right, we're going to see Jefferson playing Waterloo West tonight, but Waterloo East is going to come down 380 next week for a Thursday night game.
That is correct. And that'll be on Thursday nights next week. Is that Jeff homecoming?
No, Jeff's already had their...
Okay. All right. We're getting to that homecoming season, though, and maybe even beyond that homecoming season.
Well, I think you might be right. I think it could be. That's right. It was Hall of Fame night that was the other night.
We'll find out.
That's right.
We'll get it taken care of. But Waterloo East comes to town to take on Jeff, and that will be on Thursday night. Then on Friday night of next week, we're on the north side of Marion, as it'll be the Linmar Lions and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Prairie, a big favorite to win tonight against Attumwa.
Haven't seen the Prairie Hawks since early in the season, so it'll be good to see how they've progressed at this point.
And we have not seen them since Levi Usher's injury.
That's correct.
And Keegan Simmons, though, having a tremendous year for the Prairie Hawks, one of the top rushers in Class 4A. And, boy, I think the sky is the limit for what that young man could do in the future.
Well, they've got some other weapons to go along with him, too. Dalton Rayner has got many different directions they can go. And when you put together that offense that Mark Bliss has got out there, they're a handful.
So that'll be coming up next week.
And then in 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be right back here.
And what could be a huge, huge game.
That's right, for West Delaware and Marion.
And that will be right back here at Thomas Park on senior night for the Indians, as they will take on the West Delaware Hawks. Caleb Curley coming down Highway 13 with his West Delaware Hawks in 2 weeks. But a lot of football to get taken care of before that.
Well, I don't know how we got to this point in the season already. It seems like just the other night we were kicking off. But, yeah, a lot of things are going to be decided here in these next 2 weeks.
Good weather will do that.
Yes.
Good weather will do that for you.
I officially retired the fan, so let's not think about bringing that back out. Although I heard it's supposed to be in the mid-80s next week.
Yes. Thursday, we may need you to bring back the fan.
No, I've officially retired it for the season.
14-0, Marion leads it here at the halftime break over center point Urbana, as the Marion band entertaining the big crowd here on homecoming for Marion here at the halftime break. Indians scoring on a Trevor Paulson 2-yard run with a minute 15 remaining in the second quarter, and then getting their second touchdown. The extra point, by the way, was blocked on the first attempt after a touchdown, and then Mowinkle a 2-yard run, and then Mowinkle the 2-point run, and that made it 14-0 in favor of the Marion Indians, and that's where we are here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take a 1 minute timeout and come back, have more halftime from Thomas Park right after this, as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union from KGYM Sports.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Back with you here at Thomas Park as the halftime festivities continuing here, as the Marion band performing here at the halftime break. You got a little eyebrow raiser there from one of your favorite spots in the world, Frank Bates Field down in Iowa City. Things aren't going well for the Little Hawks right now.
No, they're on the weak side of a 35-8 score. Davenport Central got some weapons this year. Gave Prairie all they could handle last week.
24-0 in the third quarter. Xavier on top of Independence. 35-8, as you mentioned. That, of course, the score from down at Bates Field right now. As City High down to Davenport Central. That'd be a tough loss for City High, because that would
virtually knock you out of your district top two
before you get into week seven of the season.
Yeah.
basically down there. So going to be tough for them to come back, but we'll see if they can. We're going to try to get a word from CPU coach Dan Burke coming up with Jeff Moss. Jeff's got the little sweatshirt on tonight, so hey. That means it's football season. That means the weather is looking good.
While we've got just a second, Scott, it'd be kind of nice to mention that Marion has an honorary coach captain tonight, and it is former head wrestling coach and freshman football coach Bruce Weisinger, just all-around great guy.
Yep.
And I had a chance to talk to him briefly before came up to the press box tonight and asked him what he was going to talk about, because he was going to get to address the team, and he wasn't very forthcoming. He said, I'm going to tell the team before I tell anybody else. So, but Bruce, congratulations on being the honorary coach tonight, and many, many years of service to Marion Athletics.
CPU down 14-0, but still in this game at the break, and the Storm and Pointers going to be coming out of that southwest tunnel, Marion out of the northwest tunnel here. I'm not sure if this is on the Jeff Linder-approved music list or not, but according to that that expression, I would say no. that would be the case. And thanks to Corby Lauby and everybody here at Marion, they always treat us well, and they feed us when we come here.
You know, any place that's going to give you Happy Joe's Taco Pizza.
We got Happy Joe's tonight.
I'll tell you what, it's a first-class operation.
Marion going to be coming out onto the field from the north end here right now, and CPU will be making their way out here in just a little bit. And again, 3A District 4 standings right now. West Delaware on top, 3-0. The Hawks 4-1 overall. Davenport Assumption, Clear Creek Amana, Marion, and Dubuque Wallard all tied at 2-1 in second place. Now the top two go, and then there are wild cards in 3A.
Well, you got to think this district could get a wild card, wouldn't you?
Well, you got to think they'll be up for it, but these guys are going to beat up each other,
you
though.
Bet. And Wallard's in there, too. And all Wallard did was put a thumping on
Marion.
Marion. And then Davenport Assumption came right back the next week and put a whole big thumping onto them. So you just can't breathe in this district.
No, you don't know what's going to happen from one Friday to the next Friday out there. Marion leads it here at halftime, 14-0. CPU right now at 1-2 in the district. And then you've got Central DeWitt and Maquoketa both at 0-3 right now in district play. And they are both looking for their first wins of the year at 0-5. And I believe they're CPU making their way back out onto the field. And we'll try to get a word from Dan Burke coming up, the head coach for the Storm and Pointers, as his team down 14-0 here at the halftime break. It's a short trek to the locker rooms here at Thomas Park. Marion with Isaac Keener, he got injured in that first half. Dalton Kirk also got hurt in that first half, but Dawson Kirk, I beg your pardon, he's trying to get things taken care of down there. As Jeff's trying to flag down the coach here. And we will get a word with Jeff and Dan Burke coming up. So Jeff, when you're ready, go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dan Burke, head coach of the Storm and Pointers. Coach, 14-0, your team trails here at halftime. Talk about what you went over with your guys in the locker room.
You know, we just got to get back to the basics. I mean, it's a simple game. We're just not getting it done up front a few plays, and they're a good team. They got some team speed, but I think we're all right. We're going to get the ball first and hopefully get something going here and get back in the ball game.
Coach, right now, your quarterback scrambling all over. He's still making some plays. He's taking some shots for a sophomore in a big game like this in Class 3A to hang in there, take some shots, and still move the ball. You got to be really happy with what you've seen from him.
Yeah, he's a gutty kid. We knew that. You know, he's been tough for us all year. He's a leader. Not a sophomore anymore. We're midway through the season, so he's like an upperclassman to us. But, we got to kind of protect him a little bit better, too, though, and take care of him. So he's taking care of us.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Dan Burke, head coach of the Storm and Pointers. 14-0, Marion with the lead.
All right, Jeff, thank you, and thanks to Dan Burke for joining us here as we get ready to start half number two, and CPU is going to get that ball first. try to get something going. They had a few things going in their last two drives. Tried the fake punt. That did not work. And then took it into Marion territory, but had to give it up on downs there at the end.
Three of their last four possessions have taken the ball squarely into Marion territory. One of them resulted in an interception. Throw in there the two missed fake punt conversions, and you know, they're trying to lay it all out there on the line, but just have not been able to get down there in striking range, even though they've been close.
After the game, all the scores from around Eastern Iowa and the state of Iowa with Jeff Downing. Did a great job out here refereeing the freshman game earlier on tonight.
We've been following him a lot this year,
yes,
haven't we?
Or he's been following us, one or the other, whatever the case may be. By the way, the freshman game was won by Marion 55-18 tonight. They play freshman games ahead of
right.
varsity here in this 3A district.
In what may be a harbinger of things to come across the state.
Could be. Could be. We'll have to...
Just a guess on my part. I'm not
see how
telling you I have
out.
Any... information that I know about.
Always good to see Coach Pete Messerly up here in the booth, who got the win in that freshman game along with Scott Frayling. Yeah, the two coaches for Marion. Indians back out in their red jerseys, white numbers trimmed in gold, the white shoulders, the gray pants with the Indians in gold. And the red helmets, CPU, and the all-white look tonight with the gold helmets. The black numbers trimmed in gold as they make their way to the sidelines. And CPU will get the ball first here in the fourth meeting all-time in this young series. Of course, probably going to meet more and more over the years. They'll reshuffle the districts in football, but... Center point Urbana, growing
yes.
community.
All you got to do is drive north on 380, and you can see how they're expanding in every direction.
Center point and Urbana, both of them. So they'll continue to grow and grow, I think. Getting ready to kick it off will be Carson Gorton for the Marion Indians. Hardly any wind here. The flag is pretty much... laying limp in the north end zone here at Thomas Park. And CPU getting ready to break their huddle over on the far side. Again, high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Tonight and all through the football and basketball seasons right here on KGYM. Thank you, Dan Hillers. Thank you, Tom Chalstrom, as well. And... couldn't do it without them and all our great sponsors. Dropping back for center point Urbana will be Wade, Height, and Smith as they will drop to about the 7-yard line. Height on the near side, Smith in the middle, and Wade on the far side to get the kick from Carson Gorton. 14-0, Marion on top as we get ready to kick off the second half here from Thomas Park. Glad to have you aboard on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM. Here's the approach and the kick. And this one's a squibber, and it is fallen upon at about the 26-yard line. And that is where CPU is going to put it into play. And also, about this time we saw last week, field gets a little dewy. On God's green grass. No, we saw some slipping and we saw some mishandled plays.
And we'll check in down on the sideline with Jeff Moss on that tier sometime probably in the third quarter.
Caleb Andrews, sophomore, 6 foot, 170 pounder, has gone all the way, although he did get his bell rung a little bit. They'll go with the I formation and the handoff. This is Height coming off the left side this time and got back to the line of scrimmage.
Boy, Caleb Wagner coming in on that middle linebacker spot, just picking up where he left off.
First carry for Height coming into the ball game tonight. Dalton Height, 202 yards, second leading ground gainer behind Alex Wade, who's had a good year. He's averaging about 80, 85 yards a game, but so far tonight, Wade with only 11. On his first six carries. Second down, call it 9 after the gain of 1. Andrews to pass, throws in the flat, Wendell with the catch, 30. Turns it up 35, near sideline, leaps a man, and should have enough for the first down as he gets out close to the 44-yard line for Aaron Wendell.
Wendell,
That's going to go for about 17 and a Storm at Pointer first down.
17-yard gain on the play.
Just released that ball, and Grant Meth stuck him flat on his back yet again.
But got it out of there for a first down.
From their own 44-yard line.
At the 40, they're going to mark it just short of the 44-yard line. Just underway third quarter, 14-0 in favor of Marion. Out of the eye. Long count, Anders, short drop, looking left. Now rolls the pocket to the right side and throws into the flat, juggling catch made or not. Yes. Coming up with it off the juggle.
Anders passes
that time
number nine, John
was John Cartus. 6'1", 155-pound senior, but it's going to go for a loss of about a yard.
Loss of one on the play makes it second and 11.
It'll be second down and a little more than 10 coming up for the Storm and Pointers from their own 43. Marion, four-man front, four linebackers, and three defensive back. Kirk is back in there. Dawson Kirk at the left corner. Connor Whalen over in the right corner. Trevor Paulson to safety. Twins to the right side. Andrews off the fake. Rolling right, gunning to the sideline and threw it into the ground to Mitchell McCauley. Incomplete.
One of the things you can tell they talked about at halftime in the CPU lockers, though, is that they're trying these shorter and intermediate passes rather than just throwing it downfield as far as he can chuck it.
Get rid of it and don't take the beating. Third down coming up for CPU. Temperatures drop down to the mid-50s, 55 degrees.
Perfect weather for football. It's perfect. Fear a player.
Tied in left side, Catrost. McCauley out to the right side. Bootlegging right, Andrews going to try to throw back and almost intercepted. Catch made, though, by Catrost. And he is taken down immediately by Whalen. And also in there making the stop for the Marion Indians was Jacob Lang.
Nicholas Cole just breathing down the quarterback's back, and yet again, he just gets rid of the ball and is planted on his back.
Punt formation, Gatrost will stay in there to punt it away from about the 40. And dropping back, Chris Mowinkle at about the 30-yard line.
Gatrost back to punt for the Storm and Pointer.
Trost will get it away, fumbled it for a moment, picks it up, and now he's in trouble. Got banged, and he's going to try to get rid of it, and he does. And then it comes off a Marion player, and that's a live ball. And I think Marion did recover it, and they did. Grindabent Grant Meth, that was a strange play.
That looked like an old-fashioned drop kick.
2-yard punt, it goes down as. But it could have been a whole lot worse for center pointer Banna, and then it could have been a whole lot better for CPU.
CPU's run a couple of fakes on punt tonight, but that one was not a fake.
First and 10 from the center pointer Banna, 41-yard line.
42-yard line.
Paulson under center. Out of the eye. Mowinkle tail the tandem, and he'll get it. Coming up the middle, now kicks it to the left inside the 40, and drug down from behind at about the 36-yard line. Hunter Peterson, 6'1", 200-pound linebacker, brought him down after a pickup of about six. Mowinkle was the workhorse last week. Hasn't carried quite as much tonight. Second and four from the 36-yard line. Tied eye with Mowinkle now in there as a fullback. It's under nine to play in the third. Receiver left and right. Blitz coming from the outside. Delayed handoff to Corey Higgins. Breaking tackles inside the 30. Taken Storm and Pointers inside the 25 and down to the 23.
Nine white jerseys could not bring him down.
13-yard run for Corey Higgins. And, wow. I think he likes that nickname, the Beast. Higgins is up to 87 yards on six carries. First and 10, Marion up 14-0, and they've got it on the CPU 23. This time, pistol formation, split backs. Paulson back to throw a pump fake. Going to go long. Left side, Brooks out there. Can't bring it in. Incomplete. There it was, John.
Yep.
Double move right there for Blair Brooks.
Well, they've been setting that up the whole first half, and Blair had to stumble as he was running backwards in the end zone, but had several steps on the coverage that was behind him there, but just could not bring that in.
So it'll be a second and 10. As Marion will bring Mark Horcher into the ball game, split him out wide to the right. Brooks to the left side this time. Tight end Meth to the right. Long count, 14 on the play clock still. Paulson on the handoff, Moewinkle up the middle, kicks it to the outside, 20 to the 15, got the corner, to the 10, angling to the pylon, 5, did he get in? Yes, touchdown. Moewinkle, second touchdown of the night, this one from 23 yards out.
And we went back to the ISO, but the block got stymied and the hole was plugged up, so he had to bounce it to the outside, and when he did, just used his jets to get around the corner there. Outflanked the defense for CPU.
And they take advantage of the bad punt. As it's now 20 to nothing. In favor of Marion. And
going for two.
He's going to go for two, and I think they got CPU to jump. Going to be offside, encroachment against center pointer Banna. As Marion lining up to go for two right here. Mitch McAllister going to come out. Horcher will come back in with the play. One junior for another here. For Marion, Brooks out to the right side. Horcher to the left side now for the Indians. I formation behind Paulson, going for two here. Calling signals, turns, hands it off to Ja'Cory Harris, and second effort got him in for the two-pointer.
Higgins is in for the two-point conversion.
Higgins gets in for the two-pointer, and Marion tacks on points 21 and 22. 8:09 to play here in the third quarter, and Marion 22, center pointer, Banna nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 30-second break here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at Thomas Park as the homecoming crowd up and cheering as Marion leads it 22 to nothing. As the Indians will kick it away from right to left, back deep, Wade Smith and Height for CPU. And the kick, line drive, short kick, running up Smith at the 15, crosses the 20, cuts it to the near sideline, to the 30, breaks the tackle, 35, still on his feet to the side, and Higgins runs him out of bounds at number about the 45-yard line.
On the return for the
good return player. That time of about 30 yards.
Knocked out by the Indians, number 23, Ja'Cory Higgins.
It'll be CPU ball. Now a swarm of pointers got to get something going offensively. They got to score some points.
Well, they've got the field position this time, and so they got the opportunity. They have had bursts tonight where they put a couple of plays together and moved the chains, but just have not been able to consistently drive the field.
First down from the 45. Twins left, out of the eye, and they'll keep it on the ground, and they straight ahead handoff to Wade, and nothing doing. The ball came loose. Or are they going to say he was down? Ball came loose. Marion fell on it with Kirk. And it will stay
ball carrier.
CPU ball. Nick Cole knocked it out of there.
Big hit by Cole.
No gain on the play.
No gain. Second down. I'm going to say his knee touched at about the 45-yard line. And it's just been a tough night for Wade and McCauley and Height and everybody running the ball for center pointer Banna.
This Ray Riesland defense has just been teeing off on the rushing attack of CPU.
One of the better defensive minds around, Ray Riesland. Second down, Andrews bootlegging to the left side. Being pressured, steps away from one, still on his feet. Now a scramble, caught from behind, and he is thrown down at about the 47, and now a late flag comes out. There was some extracurriculars over there.
After the play.
As see what the officials saw over there. What happened in the far sideline right in front of the CPU bench. Haven't seen a lot of penalties in the game.
Well, Andrews just refused to go down there at the end. And, you know, we see this quite a bit when a guy tries to stay up on his feet and then several defenders come in and he just won't go down. Sometimes that can get a little chippy.
It'll be a personal foul against Marion. And that will give 15 yards. Tim Lovell wants an explanation. And he will get it. As the officials talking things over with the Marion
first
coaches.
First and 10 for the Storm and Prince from the Indian 37-yard line.
And still talking things over on the sideline. And now I think Tim Lovell's going to get a timeout.
Yeah, Ray Riesland wants to talk to his defense. I'm sure there will be a few things mentioned in regards to that play by Coach Riesland.
They'll talk it over here with 7:16 to play in the third quarter, and Marion up 22-0. Well, you don't want to lose your cool in this situation because, again, if you do, there is an ejection. You are ejected from this game, and you sit out the next game.
That's right. Deepest that CPU has penetrated into Marion territory so far tonight on my sheet, Scott, is the 36. And they are now at about the 37.5. So they're getting into the territory that they have not penetrated yet tonight.
That's just old Womack football here. Although Marion's been in the league a little bit longer than CPU has. First and 10 from the Indian 37 for center point Urbana. They will send McCauley to the near side along with Cartus. One receiver out to the left side, one setback for Caleb Andrews. And now we've got a penalty flag coming in from the umpire and the far side. It's going to be procedure against center point Urbana.
False start on the Storm and Pointer.
And that will cost CPU 5.
5-yard penalty, makes it first and 15.
Kind of going back and forth here with the officials. So first and 15. 22-0 Marion on top here at Thomas Park. First down from the 42-yard line. Shotgun rolling to the right, Andrews. The hit as he throws the middle, tipped, intercepted. Paulson at the 35, brings it back to the 40, 45, and I think he might have fumbled, but he fell on it at the 45-yard line.
Boy, and yet again, the quarterback, Andrews, just paid the price as soon as that ball. Oh, and we've got a late flag now, too.
A very late flag, and I think Nate Turner was the one that provided the pressure.
But Andrews has just taken a pounding tonight.
And unsportsmanlike conduct, this one's going to go against center point Urbana. Yeah.
And this was something that was said on the way off the field to the lead referee by one of the CPU players.
So everyone needs to take a little deep breath here, I think.
On the Storm and Pointer.
So the CPU offense got just about as deep into Marion territory as they had all night, only to turn the ball over on the second interception for Caleb Andrews.
We'll go down to Jeff after this play here, but things getting a little heated between the two teams down there. And it'll be from the 40-yard line that Marion will scrimmage this one on first and 10. 22-0 Marion. 7:05 remaining here in quarter number three. Wide side of the field to the right. Brooks to the left, one receiver right. And out of the shotgun. Back to throw is Paulson. Going to throw the out. Caught by Mitch McAllister at about the 37-yard line. And that's going to be a short pickup of about three on his first catch of the night. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sideline. And you're not right out there, but it's starting to get a little ticky-tack out there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, guys. It is starting to get a little bit chippy out here, but it's kind of one of those things. What do you expect? This is a WOMAC, two WOMAC teams here. And you got to think about all the youth football, the middle school, how much these guys have played against each other, how much they know each other. Both these teams really want to come out here and show tonight.
I think you're right. Second down at 7. Harris, Higgins make it inside the 30, still on his feet. And the pile pushing ahead for Ja'Cory Higgins down to about the 27-yard line. 11 more. He just runs angry.
He does. But he's got that good fullback lean, keeps his legs churning after first contact. One guy cannot bring him down on a solo tackle.
On the pointer, 27-yard line.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Tight end right, receivers left and right. Out of the eye, hand off Higgins. Second back this time, caught and roped down there by CPU. Good defensive play there. Coming up to make it, Brandon Moore that time for center pointer band. Going to be no gain. Call it right at the 27-yard line. That's the first time Higgins has been roped back there tonight. Second and 10 from the 27-yard line. Higgins a fullback. Mo Winkle the tailback. Mo Winkle scored twice tonight. And now changing the play here might be Paulson. Going to go split back. He's going to go back to the shotgun. Down to 2 in the play clock. Down to 1. Got it off. Paulson. Throws in a flat, and it's intercepted. They got crossed up, and here comes CPU to the 40-yard line, needing a block, cutting it back at the 30, to the 20-yard line, to the 15, and this is Chesmore brought down by Mowinkle at about the Marion 10-yard line.
Well, that was just a gift thrown on the out pattern there to Chesmore, who just all he had to do was stand there and wait for it to get cradled in, and then down the sideline he went.
And that puts CPU right back, if they can score, into this ball game.
Well, this could be a 14-point swing. Marion was going in to score there.
So it'll be first down, and they're going to say goal right at the 10-yard line. The Marion 10. Wendell in there at the fullback. McCauley will line up. They're going to go with that triple power eye. They'll give it to McCauley right up the middle and kind of tiptoes his way back to the line of scrimmage. Pushed back. Charge led by Dalton Cannon. Also in there for Marion was Nate Turner. And it'll be second down and goal from the 10-yard line. As, I don't know, that triple power eye.
It only works if your line surges off.
Yes,
and the CPU line cannot get any toehold on Marion's defensive line.
Going to try it again on second and goal. And they'll block this time for Andrews on the bootleg. Coming to the left side. Big block. Andrews to the 5. Dives. Fishel goes down.
I think he got in, though.
Nope. They're going to stay out at about the 2-yard line.
Boy, he dove and tried to get that ball across the plane, but took the official out as he went out of bounds.
Three big blockers out in front of Caleb Andrews that time.
Well, that's going to bring up third and goal now from the 2 for center point.
4:20 to play third quarter. 22-0 Marion, but CPU on the doorstep. Again, that triple power eye with Mitchell McCauley, the third back. He'll get it. Pounding the right side. He gets in. Touchdown. Center point Urbana. That time there was line search.
Yes, there was. And McCauley put his shoulder pads and helmet down and was not going to be denied.
McCauley gets in for 2 yards, and CPU is on the board with 4:17 to play in the third. And, boy, you talk about a big, big change of momentum. And that was it right there. It looked like Marion was ready to go in.
14-point swing right there.
And maybe even think about getting one more and going to the 35-point rule. But now CPU right back in it. Now Marion jumps offside on the point after try. As Logan Peterson, the kicker, in there. And now we'll see if CPU and Dan Burke will go for 2 here. Team wants to.
Yeah, the team's trying to urge him to go on and let us run it in.
exactly what's going to happen.
Penalties and encroachment on the Indians.
As center pointer Bann is going to bring that offense back in here, and would not be surprised to see that triple power eye, and there it comes. The lead man is Ryan Kapfer, 5'8", 175.
Well, we've got to get 1 yard.
Everyone's stacked up in the box right now. Andrews hands it off. McCauley, left side. Oh, he got pounded, but second effort got him in. Trevor Paulson hit him hard, but McCauley just bounced right off of it.
Yeah, I think Trevor's a little upset with himself right now and trying to take out some aggression on that hit.
Two-point run makes it 22-8 in favor of Marion with 4:17 to play here in the third quarter. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this 30-second timeout on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
CPU to kick it away from left to right, right back in this game, down 22-8. Chris Mowinkle, Corey Higgins will drop back for Marion. Twin safeties at about the 15-yard line to get the Peterson kick. As center pointer Banna takes advantage of the interception. As the audible did not work. A very high but a short kick. Mowinkle camps under at the 17 to the 20. 25, hold, 30, 35. Grabbed by the shoe top and pulled down at about the 38-yard line. And big play by the kicker, Logan Peterson, who got down there and made the play.
Good acceleration through a little seam there for Mowinkle. He was one shoestring tackle from breaking that right down the middle of the field.
It was for about 23 there.
First and 10 for the Indians.
As it'll be Marion Ball at the 38-yard line. I formation and a new quarterback in there for Marion. Mark Horscher is in there. He'll turn, hand it off. Second back through, Mowinkle started left, kicked it back to the right side and hit and brought back.
Mowinkle the ball carrier.
And across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about five and maybe six right there. Trying to find
Paulson coming back in now.
Okay. Yeah, so Horscher was in there and got one play. Paulson might have got a little dinged up from that big hit.
Tough playing linebacker.
Second down. Call a little less than five. Paulson on the delay. Higgins pushing people out of the way to the 50-yard line, giving ground.
Higgins the ball carrier.
They're going to say he stepped out of bounds, but a flag is down as well.
That was counter Trey, the backside guard and tackle pulled to lead that. But downfield, I'm afraid that Marion fans are going to be disappointed on. This is a hold.
Yeah, going to be a hold back at the 50-yard line.
That's going to bring a first down back.
And it'll make it second down at about 8 from the 40-yard line.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
As
makes it second and 8 for the Indians.
3:36 to play. They'll crank the clock here. Indians with second and 8 from the 40-yard line. Left side hash mark. Higgins on the right hip of Trevor Paulson. Twins left, twins right. CPU showing blitz. Long count. Here it comes. Paulson to throw. Throws near sideline. Brooks comes back. Makes the catch at the 50. Splits defenders and he's pushed out of bounds. With the first down in CPU territory at the Storman Pointer 44-yard line.
Again, a good cushion out there by the secondary for CPU. And that's going to be money in the bank to Blair Brooks every time you throw it out there.
Yeah, it's been 10 to 15 yards all night on that particular pass pattern.
Never know when he's going to run deep. That's why they give it that big cushion. And they're trying to take away that slant pattern inside too, which Marion has not attempted tonight.
First and 10 from the 44. One set back out of the shotgun. Read option, handoff Mowinkle, brought down by an ankle tackle by Brandon Moore.
Stop at Storming Pointers.
As he'll take it down to about the 42-yard line. Give Mowinkle three there. As both he and Higgins are closing in on a 100-yard night tonight. Yards I've got for Mowinkle. And 98 right now for Higgins. That offensive line has done a great job. Here's that read option. This time the keeper by Paulson and brought down by the second man to get him. That was Moore again.
He stopped by the
stayed home, did a nice job, and limited the gain to the 40-yard line. And it'll bring up third down in about five.
Brings up third and six.
At the 40-yard line, a little more than five. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the third, 22-8 Marion on top here of center point Urbana. Higgins and Mowinkle in the eye behind Paulson. Grant Meth tied in right. 10 on the play clock. Here is the toss to Mowinkle. Cuts it back into the 40. Eludes a tackler, but it's going to be short of a first down as he gets to the 37.
Number 42.
Mitchell McCauley. On the stop and fourth and short. Probably go for it time.
Yeah, you're in four down territory. It's going to be about a 2 yard conversion if they pick it up. Does Grant Meth have a reception tonight?
Couple. Very okay. Early. First quarter.
Yeah, they got to go back to him. He's a big weapon that's been silent here in this second half.
He's going to line up tight end left. Play clock down to nine. Marion breaks the huddle. Big play. Fourth down and little more than two from the 37. Long count. Handoff. Higgins busts to the right side. He's got a first down. Just keeps those legs churning and churning.
When in doubt, go back to the ISO. And that time they put Mowinkle at the fullback position and let him do the lead blocking.
Gain a seven and a Higgins first down. So he's over 100.
It's first and 10 for the Indians. From the Storming corner.
And Mowinkle's on the doorstep. He's got 99. So Marion probably going to have two century runners tonight. Under a minute to play. Clock rolling, 56 seconds. First and 10, Marion. And they'll have it on the 30-yard line. Right in the middle of the field. And here is the pop pass. And there's Meth with a nice catch inside the 20. And takes it down to about the 16-yard line.
He's just too good of a weapon to be silent this long, so it's good they target him.
We've seen that little quick tight end pop pass more this year than we've seen in the last 5 years combined.
Well, it's always been a popular play, and it's so hard for teams to cover, especially if they bite on the play fake first. So you know, some plays are eternal in football, Scott, and that's one of them.
Could be the final play of the third. First and 10 from the 16 as Marion's in the red zone. Up 22-8, wide side of the field to the left with Blair Brooks out there. Here is the toss sweep. Getting to the outside, 15 to the 10. Got a block, Mowinkle to the 5, and he's in for his third touchdown of the night.
In for the Indians.
16-yard score for Mowinkle. And he has been terrific, and he's over 100 yards now.
Nice downfield block there by Blair Brooks, stalking, and kept that so that he could get in on the last burst.
And Marion ups the lead to 28-8 now. And it looks like the Indians are going to go for two. And try to make this a 30-8 game. Paulson in the gun. Mowinkle slot right, Higgins in there to the right. Paulson going to throw, throws a back of the end zone and incomplete. Pressure put on that time and a hit incomplete. Delivered intended. By Hunter Peterson. And it will stay 28-8, Marion on top. We'll be back. Well, we'll keep it here. We'll keep it here. Only 18 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
I like that call, though. That was a slant pass. First slant pass tonight where Blair Brooks has been targeted, and they CPU defense has been set up all night to try and stop that. So for them to go ahead and try that down there at that two-point conversion, even though it did not work, I like that call.
Final score is Xavier on top, beating Independence tonight 37-0. So Joe McConnell. Well, or Joe O'Connell.
Jim.
Jim, why'd I say Joe? He's happy. Whoever it is, he's happy. Some more scores. Iowa City West, no problem. 49-0 over Burlington. Regina Wilton, 49-7. South Tama beating Benton, 21-7. And Mason City over Waterloo East, 27-18.
How about this one?
Is that a final?
It's not a final.
Southeast Polk leading West Des Moines Valley, 20-13.
Not quite yet in the fourth quarter.
Carson Gorton.
A Bo Lombardi comeback. Gorton with the approach and the kick. Line drive, Squibber will come down to the 20-yard line, picked up by one of the upbacks, across the 30. And across the 35, diving to the 36, Ryan Felton, 170-pound junior, brings it back for the Storm and Pointers.
Ryland Felton with the return for the Storm and Pointers.
And he'll take it out to about the 36-yard line.
First and 10 for the Storm and Pointers from their own 36-yard line.
And probably with 12 seconds remaining, I'll bet this might be the final play of this first or third quarter. Center Pointer Banna down 28-8. We'll come out with the I formation. Here is the toss. Devin Smith started left, stopped, turned it up, and didn't get much. Back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to bring the third quarter to a close.
He stopped by the Indians.
We are through three. Center Point Urbana and Marion going at it in the Class 3A District 4 battle tonight. After three, the Marion Indians 28, Center Point Urbana, Storm and Pointers 8. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
We get ready to start the fourth quarter from Thomas Park here in Marion, Class 3A District 4. We welcome those of you that listen to Solon throw another shutout on the board, 62-0. Here it's Marion on top, 28-8. We start the fourth quarter. Caleb Andrews on the bootleg, rolling to the right side, chased, escapes one, going to keep it, and is going to get about three to the 39-yard line. He's being chased all over the place out there by 75, Colin Gorgon.
Colin Gorgon. 75, Colin Gorgon.
And it'll be third down and about seven coming up here, Jen. We'll give you the third quarter numbers in a moment.
It's a third and seven.
He has taken such a pounding tonight. There's going to be one sore young man tomorrow morning.
Only a sophomore. He's 10 of 19, Caleb Andrews is. And he'll face a third down and seven coming up here as we start quarter number four. Marion led 14-0 at halftime. We're at 22-0, and now we've got a timeout taken here by CPU. Their first of the second half.
Storm and Pointer.
Scoreboard show with Jeff Downing coming up after our Rain or Door postgame show here tonight. Zach Johnson back in the studio tells us, you asked about the Solon defense, you get your answer. They've allowed 14 points in six games.
You know, and that's tough when you're putting 66 on the board with your offense, because you're obviously getting as many of your reserves in there as you can. But those guys are probably going against the first team offense for the opposition, so they're having to hold their own on the second and third team defense going in. That's not easy to do, Scott. When you're winning by 66 points, that makes it tough.
It does make it tough.
But it's a thing of pride for Solon.
Mr. Linderbaum leading the way. Three quarters, total yardage, 323 yards unofficially for Marion to 121 for Center Point Urbana. Marion led it 14-0 at halftime. They were ahead 22-0, and then were driving, and they tried an audible, and not everyone was on the same page, and an easy interception by Chesmore, ran it back. CPU scored on a Mitchell McCauley 2-yard run, and then Marion got it back on the Mowinkle touchdown, his third. Andrews straight back to throw, a pump fake. Now steps up the pocket, going to run, 40, gets to the 45, cuts to the outside. He's got the first down and more, 50, and escorted out of bounds by Kirk on the far side as he gets to the Marion 48-yard line.
Showing no effects of the pounding he's been taking all night, Scott. How nice of a run was that?
He's going to be a good quarterback. Gain of 13. 10 of 19 throwing the ball. And 11 carries so far for 57 yards.
Yeah, when it comes to that rushing, that's as nice a run as he had all night.
First and 10 from the Indian 48-yard line. Handoff, second back. This is Wade pushing the pile forward. Stop and go move inside the 45. And he'll take it to about the 42-yard line. And just a power run off that right side. And say his knee touched just shy of the 42, so give him about five.
Once again, another nice drive CPU's kind of putting together here. Getting down inside Marion territory yet again.
Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you tonight from Thomas Park here in Marion. 10:20 to play in the ball game. Second down off the quick count. Counter give left side. Wade again, not much. Stacked up after a gain of about a yard as he tries that left side.
By the Indians, number 52, Nicholas Cole. And
Nick Cole coming up. And Nate Turner also making the stop. Coming in there as well was Jacob Lang. Gain of a couple.
Makes it third and three.
4 out of 9 for center pointer Bannon on third down tries tonight. They need to get the offense going a little bit because clock is becoming an ally of Marion right now. Third down, short three. Wade comes in motion behind the formation, and they'll give it on the counter to Height. He spins his way for a first down inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line.
Is the ball carrier.
Nice little misdirection play there.
It's a tough play for defenses to try and stop because they fake the toss sweep to one side of the field, and then they just hand off on the counter back in the diagonal opposite direction. Very tough for linebackers to not bite hard on that.
First and 10.
First down here on the natural grass from the 36-yard line. In Marion territory, Wade in the slot right. Receivers tight left and right. Again behind the formation. They toss it to Wade this time. Trying to get the corner and does. 35, 30, got pounded. Marion, they wanted a penalty, didn't get it.
They absolutely should have had a holding there because one of the blockers out of the backfield for CPU just literally grabbed a hold of a Marion defender and threw him down.
I mean, a pickup of 6, though, for Wade. We said before the game that they use Wade in the slot. They'll bring him around.
Second five.
In the end run like that, they'll toss it to him.
We're seeing some plays we haven't seen all night on this drive.
Yes, we are. 28-8, Marion on top. McCauley out to the right side, Wade in the slot right. Out of the eye, short drop, Andrews looking to throw and throws it too high for Gautrost, incomplete. And he's 6'5", 225. And it'll be a third down coming up for CPU.
This is now officially the deepest that CPU has penetrated. Other than their touchdown. So they've got to find a way to get points on the board with this drive as well. A 20-point margin right now for Marion. Tim Lovell wants to maintain that 17-point cushion that he wants to leave here with tonight.
Talking to the winning coach after the game. In motion, Wade coming cross right to left. They hand it off to Height coming off the right side. Cutting back, gets to the 25-yard line. That should be enough for CPU first down again.
Yep. Sticks are moving on that.
He picks up the first down.
And a 7 on the tough run there for Dalton Height. And another conversion
on the Indians.
And a nice drive here for CPU. Start at the 36.
Yeah, Dan Burke done a nice job of mixing up the play calling here on this drive and showing Marion's defense some plays that they have not seen yet.
But The bad news is it's taking a long time. Wade coming in motion, inside handoff to Height again, kicks it outside to the 25, cuts it up the numbers at the 20, and tackled from behind. Grant Meth.
He's stopped by the Indians, number 88.
Chasing him down as he takes it close to first down yardage. And Ray Riesland has seen enough. Gain of 9, and Marion's going to call a defensive timeout right here. We'll take one as well. 8:27 to play in the ball game. It's Marion 28, CPU 8. We'll come back after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYL.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Couple scores to throw you away. Cedar Falls has beaten Washington at the Dome tonight, 35-6. And it was Prairie 56-7 over Ottumwa. Thank you, Jeff Linder. And 35-6, West Delaware over Clear Creek Comana tonight. And Jeff will have the game story tomorrow in the Cedar Rapids Gazette. A frequent guest of ours on the gym class. And we appreciate that. Second down from the 16-yard line. Second and one, and Marion called the defensive timeout with Ray Riesland, the D coordinator, coming out there. Twins left, one right. On second down and short. They're going to throw the quick out, almost intercepted in the flat, and that would have been a Marion
and
touchdown.
Incomplete.
As out there for the Indians was Mason Ray, and he looked like the receiver.
Very upset with himself because he knew that he would be able to take that the length of the field.
Yeah, outside linebacker. You don't get many of those. Third and one. He's another one of those juniors. Height, tail of tandem in the eye now. They'll send Wade in motion left to right. Cross the formation, hand off to Height, left side. Got popped, but he spins off of it, and I think he got the first down.
Height, the ball carrier.
Got hit by Lang at the point of attack. But
by the Indians, number 34.
Good job by Height. And they're going to take a look over on the far side.
Yep, they're going to move the chains now.
Nope, first down. And another pickup. Tell you, this is a long, sustained drive. It's taking about 5.5 minutes here.
First and 10 for the Storm Pointer from the Indians, 14-yard line.
First down from the 14-yard line. We're on the right hash mark. Andrews with that three-back look. Hand off to McCauley and nothing doing. I think Marion knows that run is coming when they line up that power triple I. Dalton Cannon in there.
And you've got two fullbacks going in the same direction. It's pretty obvious where that ball's going, and they never had a chance to even get that, almost get the handoff taken care of.
7:48, clock rolling. 28-8 in favor of the Indians, but CPU trying to get a little bit closer. Andrews rolling the left side. He's going to keep it all the way. Got a block. Trying to turn a corner and going to go down for a loss. There's Lang. I got him that time. Way back at the 20-yard line. Going to be a loss of about 4. Boy, Indians strung that one out beautifully.
CPU still trying to get around the outside, though, a lot here. Tried really mixing up their play calling, and good job of not getting outflanked there by Marion defense.
Connor Whalen also was right there, the sophomore.
How good's that timeout by Ray Reason looking right now? If they can hold.
Pretty impressive. Down to 10 on the play clock. Third down and 17 from the 21. Shotgun snap to Andrews, and a penalty flag or a whistle stops play. And see what the penalty is about. Going to be a procedure call against center pointer Banna.
They had that tight trips bunch formation out to the wide side of the field and looked as though they were going to just do a student body right sweep.
They'll re-huddle here. And Jeff, real quick, we'll throw it down to Jeff Moss on the sideline. Since that timeout, Marion's defense has looked like a different unit here.
Yeah, that's right, guys, and they got a lot of good motivation from Coach Tim Lovell as well as the defensive coordinator. some wise words of wisdom, and ever since then, they've been backing the Storming Pointers up, guys.
The three W's, the wise words of wisdom. Thank you, Jeff. Third down in a bunch. Andrews, deep drop. Going to lob it up on the right side, up for grabs. A jump ball, and it's knocked away by Kirk, incomplete. As they were going over there on the far side for Etrost. And it will be fourth down and 22 back on the 26-yard line. And really no reason not to go for it here. If you're the Storming Pointers, 6:33 remaining in the game. CPU has had it for the entire fourth quarter so far. I know you're a defensive coordinator, John, by trade, but what do you call here in fourth and 22 from your own 20, from the opponent's 26?
Well, the way things have been going here in the last couple of plays, I'm just going to maybe send one guy, but sit back and play some base defense.
You look for Marv Cook, and now a penalty flag from the far side. Another procedure call.
Marching back five more.
Marv Cook in Columbus comes to mind on this play.
They could get a first down if they can get inside the four-yard line of Marion, but they're finding themselves back at the Marion 31 with one play to try and convert.
Listening to high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. Fourth and 26, back in the 31. They need a touchdown. Andrews steps up in the pocket, under pressure. Now scrambles, coming to the left side, chased by Meth, and he got pounded. Lang and Meth and Miller all converged on the sophomore.
Nate Miller.
And it's going to be a sack. Second of the night for Marion and a loss of three.
And so the deepest penetration down to the 14 of Marion, and yet CPU comes up empty-handed again. And Tim Lovell breathing a little sigh of relief because he's still got that 20-point margin right now.
Yep.
He desperately wants to leave here tonight with 17 points for district play.
They held it 6 minutes and 6 seconds and did not score. Paulson to Higgins off the left side. Breaks a tackle. Jacory to the 40. 45, 50. Still on his feet and finally out of bounds.
Number 23, Jacory.
And where are they going to mark it? At about the CPU 43-yard line.
He just adds another big chunk of yardage to a wonderful night of rushing. And no one player has brought him down on a solo tackle yet tonight.
So it'll be a gain for Higgins of 23. He's got 128.
Mowinkle's over 100, isn't he?
115, yep. And three touchdowns for Chris Mowinkle.
First and 10 for the Indians.
First down, Marion. Clock stop, 6:13 to play. Blair Brooks out to the right side, one receiver to the left. Mowinkle in there as a tailback, and he'll get it on the toss with Higgins in front. Cuts it back, got a block, 40. And he's taken down by Moore at about the 36-yard line.
Number 25.
And that'll be a pickup of seven. Mowinkle with the three touchdowns tonight. From 2, from 23, and from 16. As he has been a workhorse, Corey Higgins also has been outstanding tonight. Marion's going to use up and chew up all of the 25-second play clock. They're in each end zone. Second down and three, tied eye, handoff. Higgins hits the right side, a stiff arm, spinning, and going to try to stay in bounds, but couldn't do it. Taken out at the 30-yard line.
Drug four defenders out of bounds with him that time.
Stop by the Storming Pointers. Number 70, Trevor.
We've seen a lot of good runners over the years. This guy's one of the strongest ones we have seen. Is Jacory Higgins, 6'1", 190, and a junior.
He's got a good burst of speed, though, too, and he's got some nice lateral moves as well. Tell you who he reminds me a little bit of. This is going back a ways, but a guy by the name of Shaft Baker. This is Shaft Baker-esque.
The Jayhawk wishbone from way back. Not that far back. First down from the 30-yard line. And Paulson to throw. Going to throw it right side, going for Brooks, and he makes the grab in the right side of the end zone for the touchdown.
Oh, that was a thing of beauty.
Blair Brooks brings in another touchdown pass. And for Blair, that's his sixth of the year. Beautiful, beautiful throw that time by Paulson.
Boy, how many hitch patterns has he run out there tonight to sucker that defender on the corner up? And that time he just did a quick little hitch fake and then down the sideline. Ball was thrown perfectly in stride. Soft hands cradled it in the end zone.
Blair Brooks with offers from Western Illinois, an official offer. He's visited other places as well. Extra point by Gorton, but before that, a penalty flag. We've had more penalties on point afters tonight than I have seen all year. This one's going to be a procedure call against Marion. And that'll back him up five. That probably will put it away. Marion holds it 1 minute and 4 seconds after CPU holds it for 6:16. They score, CPU doesn't score.
That's a well-rested Marion offense.
Gorton,
nope.
Extra point block, no good. And it remains 34-8.
High snap.
No good.
5:18 to play in the ball game. It's now Marion 34 and center point Urbana 8. We'll take a break. Come back with a kickoff after a 30-second break on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Marion getting set to kick off as the Indians look like they're going to go to 4-2 on the season. And more importantly for Marion, 3-1 in district play. Big one next week against Clear Creek Amana, who lost tonight to West Delaware.
They've got to go to Tiffin.
And we'll have that next week on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. Here's the kick, end over end, short kick though, and taken at the 18. This is Height trying to get around the corner, does 30 to the 35-yard line and pushed out of bounds.
Number 31, Aaron Wendell.
No, Wendell, I beg your pardon. Brings it back to the 40-yard line.
Higgins, the first one down the field, and could have had a tackle if he'd wrapped him up at the 25. How about that? He's just all three sides of the ball. He's playing a little defense tonight, too.
Going to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up after the ball game. First and 10, CPU with 5:08, and they'd like to get another one in here to make it a little closer here. They'll hand it off. Height going off tackle right. Crosses the 45 and gets to the 46-yard line on his sixth carry of the night. CPU, if this holds, will drop their third straight. They'll go to 3-3 and 1-3, and that's going to be a tough hole to climb out of.
Oh, and by the way, you've got to go to Davenport Assumption next week.
Yeah, probably on a Thursday at Brady Street Stadium. Then they close with Central DeWitt and then up at the Rock Bowl against Dubuque Wallard. Second down, toss to Devin Smith, and he's spun down by Lang, and a late penalty coming in. It trailed the play, though.
Smith, the ball carrier. Stopped by the Indian, number 34.
Is that a hold from way back?
Whenever the official comes up and repositions his flag. But no, this is going to be a face mask.
All right, so it must have been brought down by the face mask. 15-yarder against Marion.
The penalty is face mask on the Indian.
That's going to be a first down.
Going to be first and 10 for the Storm and Pointer.
Brings the ball to the 40-yard line. 4:26 clock running. 34-8 Marion. We'll get you to the scoreboard show. Coming up after this, counter give to Height. Eludes one, cuts it back. 35-yard line, still on his feet to the 30 and thrown down.
Height, the ball carrier.
As he gets down to the Marion 29-yard line.
Stop by the Indians, number 26.
Woods on the stop. And that will move the chains.
11-yard gain on the play.
Gain of 11 and a first down on the counter. CPU's done some nice things since
the
latter portion of the second quarter. They just have not been able to get in the end zone.
Well, they've had some
success here rushing the ball in the second half, which they had virtually none of in the first half. But as far as the points on the board, if it weren't for that interception that they took back down the field, they wouldn't have anything.
Andrews on the straight ahead handoff. Height just takes it right into the middle of the line and then pushed back.
Height, the ball carrier.
As he gets coupled to the 27
and another late flag.
Coming in.
This is the same official that at the end of a play earlier in this half heard something and did not like it.
This one's going to go against Marion.
Unsportsmanlike conduct
against the Indians. And that's going to be half the distance to the goal.
Official coming over to Tim Lovell, giving an explanation quick. Coach not very happy with that. No matter when it occurs during a game or at what position on the field.
So it moves the ball down to the 13-yard line.
On the Indians 13-yard line.
In the red zone, CPU. I formation and now timeout. Going to be taken here. We'll take one. Take a 30-second break. 3:43 to play here in the ball game. Marion 34, CPU 8. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
We have the Rainer Door post-game show. We'll pick our Happy Joe's player of the game coming up. As it'd be a first down. CPU game's out of hand, but they want to get one in here. Make it look a little bit better as they head to the northern part of Linn County. And a little bit of Benton County, too. First down from the 13 of Marion coming up. 34-8, Marion on top. Wide side of the field to the right. Andrews under center. And the toss to Devin Smith, trying for the corner. Oh, and he got bumped by Mowinkle. Wow. He got more than bumped.
Mowinkle hit him with no intention of wrapping him up. It was more like bumper cars on a demolition derby. And yeah, then, after the rebound on it, then he wrapped him up and took him
down. I'm going to play some defense, coach.
Lots of two on the play. Makes it second and 12.
Mowinkle was inserted in the game after the offending personal foul player was removed from the game by Tim Lovell, the coach.
Second down and 12. Counter, height again, this time with an opening. He's to the 10, cuts it in at the 5, and he's going to be down to about the 4-yard line. That counter has given Marion some fits. That's going to go for about 11.
That's a good call, though. They've been reading full flow so well all night that you get a little bit of a play action and then hand it off and come back with that counter. Very difficult to stop, change your direction, and come back the other angle.
So it'll be third down and about three.
Third and 2.
From the 5. A little short 3 here. 2.5 to play. Marion 34, CPU 8. Quick count, give height, and wrapped up. He didn't get there. Right at the line of scrimmage, and this will
stop by the Indians, number 34.
Get center pointer banner ready for a fourth down try again. Fourth and 2 at the 5-yard line. 17 on the play clock, Caleb Andrew. Still in the huddle, the sophomore quarterback. Send a tight end to the right, double tight ends as a matter of fact. They're going to run it out of the eye on fourth down. Off the fake, Andrews rolls left, stops and falls down as he tried to cut back.
Andrews,
and that's kind of the way the night has been for CPU.
Might be a case of that little bit of moisture on the grass now, Scott, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and Jeff will... He knows all about it. There's a little dew on the pumpkin down there. As we get past the 10 o'clock hour here, and Marion will take over with a minute 41 and probably just try to salt this one away.
You know, my last two possessions for CPU, they've gotten down inside the red zone both times and yet again turned away without a score.
First down for the Indians. And they'll keep it on the ground. They hand off up the middle. And
Higgins, the ball carrier.
Higgins will carry it. From the 17 out to about the 23-yard line. These two backs are pretty darn special.
He has six on the play. Makes it second and four.
Well, they had a game plan to use them both tonight, and they did it. They enacted that plan exactly the way it was drawn up all week long.
Minute 10 to play. Brooks out to the left. Mark Horcher to the right side. And again, out of the eye, they'll use all of the play clock here for Marion. Paulson, straight ahead handoff. Corey Higgins crosses the 25 and close to a first down, but I think he's going to be a little short. Probably one more play should do it.
Storm and point number 19, Brandon Moore.
Brandon Moore's had a nice night tonight, as he will get credit for that tackle. Third down, less than a yard coming up. As Marion will get their fourth win.
Third and one for the
of the year here tonight. Paulson has to snap it one more time on third down, and we got flags flying. Paulson wanted to take it on his own and didn't get the snap, and I think he was the offending guy.
False start on the Indians. 5-yard penalty.
And I think you're seeing Tim Lovell show victory formation here.
Yep.
Probably don't even have to run another play.
Nope, they won't have to.
And they won't. Marion will get the victory tonight. It'll be an Indian 34-8 win over Center Point Urbana. Here at Thomas Park to go to 4-2 on the season. We will take a 2.5 minute break here and come back with the Rainer Door Post Game Show right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here at Thomas Park as we're going to hear from head coach Tim Lovell. The Red Nation has descended on the Marion football team. Kind of a tradition they do here at Marion after the ball game. And they get the signal and they go. It's a very well-behaved group.
They are. They line up on the track and let the team have just a few quick words with their head coach. And then when the signal is given by an administrator, they just swarm out there, and the Red Nation is all over the field.
And we will get a word from Jeff. I think I see him down there at the 35, so as soon as he finds Tim Lovell, we'll throw it down to him.
34. We forgot to warn Jeff about the Red Nation swarm.
We did, and that's my bad, Jeff. 34-8, Marion gets the victory in this one here tonight to go to 4-2. CPU drops to 3-3 on the season. And a lot of good things. Marion bent defensively. They did not break, though, tonight. CPU did a lot of things, just could not get it into the end zone, and the Marion running game was outstanding tonight.
Six times on my sheet, CPU got into Marion territory, and on only one occasion did they score. So that's a credit to Ray Riesland's defense tonight. They played a very physical brand. The inside linebackers especially came up and plugged holes. And until the fourth quarter, it was virtually impossible for CPU to get any kind of a rushing tack other than their quarterback scrambling for his life.
Yeah, and that young man did a great, great job tonight, Caleb Andrews.
Well, and he just did it all night long. The courage that it took for him to keep coming back, beating after beating that he took. He's just a tremendous young man, full of courage. And for a sophomore to be able to do that, Scott, there's good things ahead for this CPU team if he's going to keep leading them like that.
Yeah, I think the future is going to look bright, certainly, for that young man. And we're going to talk, as we mentioned, coming up here in just a little bit. And hear from head coach Tim Lovell as the Indians get the victory in this one tonight. And I think Jeff's got the coach, so we'll throw it down to about the 40-yard line and hear from Marion coach Tim Lovell.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Tim Lovell, head coach of the Marion Indians, you get the win tonight, 34-8. Well-rounded effort by your guys offensively, defensively tonight, especially in the second half. Great job defensively, especially when they drove it down inside the 10 a couple times.
Yeah, I was really proud of our defense. We really challenged them this week to continue what they started in the second half last week against Maquoketa, and we put it on our front four from a defensive line standpoint that they had the ability to control the game, and if they did that, we would be in a hopefully successful position at the end of the game.
Two backs go over the 100-yard mark tonight. Talk about that offensive line opening holes for those two backs there, and those guys just seeing their lanes and staying with it.
Yeah, I mean, you go across the board from the right side, it's Caleb Wagner, Nick Cole, Brevin Hahn Jr. stepping in, doing a great job for our injured Connor Gorton. And then Nate Turner, Isaac Keener, and then the left tackle is Dalton Cannon. We lost one tonight for an injury, so hopefully we can overcome that. But those guys really enjoyed the pro formation that we put in, and the backs really like the I formation. It's just simple football, and try to run downhill and run somebody over, and that's a lot of fun when you get to do that, and our guys really enjoyed that. I'm proud of them.
Coach, we'll have you back next Friday night. You make the trip down to Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Amana. They lost tonight to West Delaware, but they're another team trending in the right direction. They've been playing some good football the last couple weeks.
Yeah, you watch them on film, and we actually see them on film as a real threat. They have some weapons. Their quarterback is big. They got some big receivers. Their O-line, their DNs. They got some cats that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to enjoy this one tonight. But tomorrow morning, back to the drawing board and figure out how we can go down there and beat a really good football team. We're excited for that opportunity.
Coach, good luck next week against CCA, and we'll see you back here 2 weeks against West Delaware.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Tim Lovell, head coach of the Marion Indians, 34-8 as they get the victory tonight over the Center Pointer Bears, Stormin' Pointers.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. And, yeah, next week on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be Marion at Clear Creek Amana Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle and Todd Warner will have that one, and then we'll be back here in 2 weeks from Marion and West Delaware, which is shaping up to be a pretty important game in a couple weeks, depending on what happens next week.
Well, sure. Tim Lovell doesn't want to look too far ahead, but, you know, in the back of everybody's mind, that game is looming.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats here. And before we get you back to our studios and the scoreboard show with Jeff Downing going to midnight tonight, so keep it right here to KGYM. Total yardage tonight unofficially, I have Marion with 400. 200 in the first half, 200 in the second half. How about that? 400 for the game, 187 for center pointer Bannon tonight. For Marion, 263 in the ground, 137 through the air tonight. Trevor Paulson was 12 of 22 for 137 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Blair Brooks, six catches for 91 yards. He had a touchdown. Grant Meth caught three for 24. Corey Higgins caught two for 19 and a catch for McAllister. On the ground, two 100-yard rushers. Corey Higgins, 13 carries, 143 yards. Chris Mowinkle, 16 carries, 124 yards, and three touchdowns tonight for Marion. Indians with 19 first downs. They were penalized nine times tonight. That for a total of 83 yards, three sacks, and one turnover. For CPU, 187 total yards, 124 on the ground, 63 through the air. Caleb Andrews tonight was 10 of 21 for 63 yards, did throw two interceptions. The receiving corps, Gatross leading the way with four catches for 19 yards. Wendell caught two for a total of 33 yards tonight in the ball game. On the ground, 124 yards. Height leading the way, 10 carries for 54 yards. Andrews, 14 carries for a net of 40. Wade carried it 10 times for 24 yards in the game tonight. Center pointer Urbana, 12 first downs. They were penalized eight times in the ball game for a total of 57 yards, one sack, and CPU had two turnovers in the game. Third down conversion, center pointer Urbana, 7 of 13, while Marion was 3 for 8 tonight. Marion 1 out of 2 on fourth down. CPU was 0 for 3 on, check it, 0 for 4 on fourth down tries in the ball game tonight. And time of possession, center pointer Urbana held the ball 25 minutes, 45 seconds to 22:15 in the game for the Marion Indians tonight. Scoring, Marion got on the board. A Paulson sneak from 2 yards out made it 6-0. The extra point try was blocked. Very next drive, Chris Mowinkle, the first of his three touchdowns, and that made it 14-0 after Mowinkle took it in on the two-point try, and that was our score at halftime. Marion went up 22-0 on a Mowinkle 23-yard run and the two-pointer as well. And then Marion was driving, but tried an audible. Not everyone on the same page. Threw an interception. Chesmore ran it back to the 10. CPU got their touchdown on the night on a Mitchell McCauley 2-yard run to make it 22-8 after the two-point try. But then Marion tacked on a couple more. Chris Mowinkle from 16 yards out, and then Trevor Paulson to Blair Brooks from 30 yards out to make the final 34-8. CPU now 4-2, 2-2 in the 4-2 overall, 3-1 in the district. CPU now 3-3 and 1-3 in district play. And John, we need to award our Happy Joe's Pizza Player of the Game as we enjoyed some taco earlier tonight. I did. I got a couple slices.
You can never go wrong with Happy Joe's Taco Pizza.
You can't.
And they've got that new chorizo version, too.
Yeah, very, very good. You know what? We've done some new things this year with that, and I think we're going to split it again tonight. I don't know how
you
can.
You have to, Scott.
I don't know how you can pick between Mowinkle and Higgins tonight.
No. Higgins with 143, and then Mowinkle with 124, just really looked good from beginning to end of this game. You know, they just started out right away from the opening gun, and they took it all the way through the fourth quarter. You know, Marion scoring on three of their last four possessions there, and the only one they didn't score on was the interception that they threw, and they were deep in the red zone on that one. So you got to be very pleased if you're Tim Lovell with the performance of your team tonight, and you know they're just seem to be getting stronger right now as the season goes on, and they played for 48 minutes tonight, which is what he wanted.
And Marion gets the victory 34-8. And John, another twofer coming up next week. We'll be back at Kingston on Thursday night, as we'll see Jefferson, and they were in a battle with Waterloo West tonight. The Jayhawks taking on Waterloo East. And then next Friday night, we will be on the north side of Marion, the Linmar Lions hosting Cedar Rapids Prairie in their annual tussle. And a lot on the line. Both those teams going to be 1-1 going into that one as far as district play is concerned.
Well, it's always fun to have two games in a week, and so we'll look forward to that, Scott.
And that'll be on 1600 AM next Friday, and then on 107.5 and 106.3, it'll be these Indians down in Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Mana, and that will be on the FMs coming up next week. And all right, John, we'll enjoy the weekend, and we'll do it again next Thursday.
You bet. Good job as always, Scott.
And big thanks to many people. Thanks to Corby Lauby and all everybody here at Marion. They do a great job of hosting us here. We always appreciate it. Thanks to Juan back in the studio. Thanks to all our great boosters that bring you high school football here on KGYM. And above all, thanks to everybody for tuning in. Stay tuned. The Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing through midnight coming your way next right here on KGYM. For Jeff Moss, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. And again, the final score of this 3A District 4 game tonight. The Marion Indians, 34. Center Point Urbana, Storm and Pointers, 8. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long, everyone, from Thomas Park in Marion.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a